Blog Talk Radio.
Journey. Everybody won't know how to hear what hurts.
what you thought, you were in my heart.
Never mind
what you think, you were in my dream.
Separate.
Separate.
How it's gonna be.
How it's gonna be.
Separate.
Mm.
say you've changed, but boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me. Because to you, it's just a game. So let me on down. This time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now.
Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to High Frequency Radio. This is our House of Restoration Ministry. I am Sister Layla, your co-host for this broadcast. We want to welcome you to this call, this broadcast. We are very, very excited about everything that we're going to be talking about today. I have a few thoughts that I'd like to share with you, and I would like for you to think about this as we go through this broadcast today. Question I have for you is, are you a victim or are you a victor? It's pretty interesting. Are you a victim or are you a victor? How do we look at things? How do we look at the ways that things that happen in our lives? How do we react to those things that happen in our lives? This call, this broadcast is about economic empowerment. How do we get to that economic empowerment? If we're feeling like we're a victim, how can we get there? We have to shift our mindset to be able to be thinking like a victor if we want to be able to accomplish anything in life. Some of these truths became evident to me back in 1999 when I had the wonderful opportunity to go to the Dominican Republic. And I can tell you guys, the people there, the natives there, they rolled out the red carpet. I've never experienced treatment like that ever. And they had people that came to visit their country that basically had no regard for the natives there. And it was very interesting to see the dynamic. You know, here we were thrust in a dynamic where we were commingling with the natives, and we were there along with people, a lot of people who frequented this place. And the mindset of these people who frequented this place. And it made me realize that a lot of the things that we listen to come through the media. And the media, as we understand, as I have come to understand it, is nothing more than a medium. It's a way to gain a hold of what it is that we have in our minds. They want to capture our minds. They want to confuse our minds. They want to infuse the information that they want us to have to fill our minds so that we don't have any time to think and reflect for the things that we need to do for ourselves. Why is that? Because they think that they're the victors, and therefore we think we're the victim. Because life, as life plays out, we think, oh, this so-and-so did this to me, or this happened because this so-and-so. We always look outside of ourselves. But we are responsible. We're responsible for everything that we do. You know, when people talk about slavery, every ethnicity on the planet has been enslaved at some point in time. You know, there are no more shackles around our ankles, around our wrists physically, but we as humanity, we put shackles, and we have those shackles still remaining around our minds. So this broadcast is designed, like I said, for economic empowerment. So how do we get to that? First, we have to know and take care of how we think, right? So what are the thoughts that we perceive in our mind? Do we allow certain thoughts to come into our mind? I have a friend of mine who shared this myth with me, and I've taken it as my own because this is so powerful. Don't let negative or toxic people rent space in your head. Just raise the rent and kick them out. I think that bears repeating. You know, don't let negative and toxic people rent space in your head. Raise the rent and kick them out. Who do you listen to? Who do I listen to? You want to listen to people who have what you want or will help you get to the place that you want to be. If that's not coming through the television, then turn it off. Turn it off for you and your families, because your welfare and your family's welfare is what is at stake here. You know, we are what we eat, right? So what do we eat? Because what we eat has an impact on how we think. That's a truth that's been known for a very long time. So if you're eating burgers and fries all the time and you're not getting any nutritional value, then don't expect to be a high thinker. Or don't expect to take your thoughts higher. Or better yet, you're not going to be the fullest that you'll be able to be if you don't modify that eating pattern. And, oh, what about the health consequences that come along with that? You know, my mother used to be a smoker back in the day. You know, when it was popular to smoke without all of the scientific research that's been done. And she stopped smoking over 30 years ago. But within the last couple of years, the consequences of her smoking materialized. That's how much of an impact the things that we do today affect tomorrow. Now, we can't go back and look in the past and say, oh, this happened, that happened, this happened. Okay, the past is gone, never preferably to repeat itself. That's the premise. The future is not here yet. We can look toward it and plan for it. But, dear family, the gift that's given to us is that present, the now. And it's what we do, it's how we think, it's how we act. What we do now is what makes the difference for tomorrow. It's what we do now that creates the history from yesterday. So you have the ability now in this very moment, this precise second, to make a decision to make some changes for you and yours. So as we move forward in this broadcast, you're going to hear Brother Sharif come on with some very powerful knowledge and information that you're going to be able to take and utilize in the present now. And there are, you know, just beware, you know, like I say, who do you listen to? We're in a very, 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 very interesting time period. I know that if you're watching the news, or even if you don't watch the news or the TV, you get on the internet, you see that all these things that are happening around the world, they have an impact. Why is this happening? What's going on? You know, some people talk about how we are in this time of shift. Yeah, that's what I firmly believe. We are in a time of shift. So how do we transition? It's powerful. Think about it. Are you going to be a victim or are you going to be a victor? Are you going to be able to move along and transition with the things that are coming along? Or are you going to be the one that's behind saying, oh, I wish I woulda, coulda, or this happened or that happened, making excuses? Because excuses are nothing but monuments of nothingness. So just remember, if you're making an excuse, it doesn't mean anything. It's what you do. It's how you act. The deeds are what's important, the changes that you're making. We're going to have a wonderful guest speaker today, Mac McCall. He'll be discussing the rules of evidence, you know, how people deal, you know, ways in how people can deal with procedural aspects in the courtroom. I think that will be beneficial. You know, we have to understand what it is that we need to be doing before we take those actions, right? So that's powerful. Brother Sharif will be talking about the petty attacks, and that's why I talked about the shifting, the things that are happening, the enemy, which you will, the negative forces, dark forces that are present in the world today are on a rampant attack. You may be feeling this on a personal level. It's not only affecting people on a personal level, it's affecting people on a personal level in every social, economical, and geographically around the world. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomical background is, it's being felt by all. All right, so if we understand some of the forces that are at play, the universal laws that are in play, then we know how to deal with them. And we learn that we're not victims. As long as we know what the playing field is like, then we know the rules of the game and we become the victor. With that being said, I believe we're going to be hearing from Brother Sharif. I know that we have Sister Elle in the house, with the mother and the father in the house. I want to say peace and blessings to you guys. And we look forward to hearing what Brother Sharif will have to impart upon us.
Peace and blessings. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to all. Giving high honor and praises, man, to the queen, the goddess, Sister Layla. We don't practice this stuff. Sister Layla shoots from the hip, from experience, from knowledge, from wisdom. She speaks with ultimate power, which is what we like to hear in our women. She's absolutely amazing. The Creator brought her to us, to HOR, to House of Restoration Ministry. And she's firmly affixed upon this ship. She decided to join us to move forward, to bring her information, her knowledge, her expertise, her occupational experiences inside of this arena that most people seem to struggle with, and that's the mortgage arena. So her being in that industry 25 plus years, similar to Brother Maynard and others out there, he realized he didn't know much about her industry other than what the industry wanted her to know. And that wasn't much. So we definitely thank the Creator for her. And y'all should thank the Creator for her, because she's amazing. She's an example of what we should be, what our women should be, what our matriarchs should be. And it speaks for herself. She's a part of this tribe of Judah. I'm going to open up the line before I go in. I got a lot of things to talk about today. I'm going to hurt a lot of feelings today. I'm going to elevate a lot of people today. I'm going to get rid of a lot of people today. I'm going to create a few screens today, as I have done the past week or so. I'm going to talk about it. Before I do that, I'm going to go to the line and let the sister, the other queen, Sister L, come in. And we're going to go into our prayer, and then we're going to go into our monologue. Sister L, peace and blessing. Welcome to HOR.
How are you, Brother Sharif?
I'm great. Depleted somewhat, but I'm great. Every time I have an opportunity to come here and congregate, meet with the family, under the umbrella of common unity, community, man, I'm always great. Good to be home. Good to be amongst our own. Good to rejuvenate, plug in. You know, I'm blessed. Look, things are going great. The ministry is moving, is spreading. The word is spreading. I just can't explain, but I will. But how are you? How have things been for you since last week?
Awesome, missing everyone, but other than that, you know, just awesome. And it's just a pleasure to be here, to hear you, Sister Layla. Look forward to hearing the mother and the father, everyone in the chat room, all of our esteemed guests that call in. It's just a powerful season.
Indeed, it is a powerful season.
And I want to say that I want us to all reflect on what has happened over the last couple of days. We lost a great sister. Well, she transitioned. She's here with us in spirit. The Empress Vertice Golston L. Bay. And she made her transition a few days ago, and she is now in the ancestral realm. She laid a lot of groundwork, as many of you already know. She was the mayor of two cities during the Reagan administration. She did a lot of research for the nation, and she actually made our voices heard at the United Nations. So this intelligent, beautiful, strong woman made her transition. So we want to research her if we don't know about her. She is definitely the Empress of the Ouachita Nation, and she educated so many of us. And there's a book called The Ancient Ones that will give everyone plenty of information if they don't know about her.
Wow. Wow. Blessings be upon her soul. Look, we have to pay respects to the elders, to the ancestors, you know, especially if they were traveling on the right road, which it appears the sister and the mother was doing. So definitely it's more of a transition than a death. We don't believe in death. We believe in transitioning. And I know that her spirit is definitely, just by the way you deliver it, Sister L, her spirit is still living. She's still amongst us. Her teachings, her preaching, her speeches, her words, her swords are still upon us. And we definitely give condolences to the family. And we're celebrating.
Yes, we are.
Celebrating. Celebrating. She's with Yah, and all is well. All is well. Sometimes this earth, this world, this country, this land can get quite frustrating. You know? This Babylon,
definitely.
Babylon can be, as it mostly is referred to, the confused state. And we know it can become difficult, but nonetheless, you know, we send prayers and condolences to the family, and we'll continue to celebrate her life, not her death. I'm going to bring in the other queen to give her blessings and deposits to the ministry. One of the other queens of HOR, House of Restoration, our body minister, our health minister, or ministress, Sister Unique, peace and blessings.
Greetings, peace and blessings, family. Well, I want to say this, give condolences to the sister's family, that we're going to continue to celebrate. It's a sad thing, but it's an awesome thing all at once. We know she did her work. We know she put her work in. She was on her grind. She did her research. She did everything that she was supposed to do. So I know she's in the spiritual realm. I know she's behind us. I know that. I know she got us. She ain't even behind us. She walking with us. She got all that information. Now she just in the spiritual world. So now we got it. Now she know when to contact and who she know when to contact. So I'm excited for her to be able to move on to a happy place where she can still do work, where she can still help. So my condolences and my gratitude also to her and her life's work and her family and everyone else involved with her. I am Sister Unique, House of Restoration, and countdown 5 days, not even five, 4 days for me. I am excited. I am elated. I cannot wait.
Well, Queen,
I have a whole...
Queen, you must not have gotten the postponement. Must be not.
Oh no!
You know, I've been so caught up. Let me go ahead and announce that. Let me let the family know we postponed the event until the end of May. I apologize, Queen. I've been running like you wouldn't believe. I thought you were on the complete group list, so I definitely apologize that one of my sisters did not get that information. Let me explain to the family why it was postponed. It wasn't postponed because it was not a group gathering, but there were some groups that were interested in attending. There was some other ministry that had joined in and wanted to be a part of the event, and the timing was just too short for them. Now, I'm going to give you the particulars. The event we had, it was up to 60, maybe 70 people, okay? The event can hold almost twice that much. So I was talked into by a very large group that, Brother Sharif, if you postpone it for a couple, 2 to 3 weeks, we will pack that house to capacity because it needs to be that way. Because you need to bring information to the masses. There was some complaints that the airline industry, piggybacking off the Easter holiday where people were traveling, was extending their high airfares throughout the next weekend, which was this weekend of the event, since people had traveled this weekend, for those of you that celebrate the Easter holiday. So they usually run their marketing or their price gouging from weekend to weekend because they believe people leave on the weekend and come back the following weekend. So the airfare was absolutely ridiculous, okay? Not to say that people wasn't coming. There was at least over a dozen people that was traveling from other states, and most of the other people were within the state or in neighboring states, Arizona and Nevada, that was coming to California. But the group wanted me to delay to have it sold out, completely packed, with standing room only, and they ensured that that would be done if I would just move it a little bit. So that's the reason why we postponed it. It is not canceled. It is postponed, okay? Because I believe just postponing it, if that would allow another 60, 70 people to get there based on some other events that were going on in California that, you know, that was taking people or not allowing people to attend, and based on the airfare situation and based on that I did put on an event pretty quick, which I was a little hard-headed about, people said, give us 2 or 3 more weeks, and we'll absolutely fill it up to capacity. So that is what we did. That is what we are doing. The event will still go on. The invitation will still be the same, with the same people appearing, the same content, in the same location, in the same state, city, and county, on a different date. So the end of May, I will definitely let you know the exact weekend day, okay? And we will definitely send out an email blast to let you know that the event is on this particular weekend in May. What has come about since then is there will probably be back-to-back weekend events in New York and California. The Creator has brought a big swelling from New York supporters that wants to, I guess, compete with the West Coast and make their event bigger. We don't care. That's good competition. Okay? So we will make you abreast of those dates. If you're not on the email list, debtshow@yahoo.com, I think we're going to have to move. Our email list is kind of huge, so I'm sorry if some of you didn't get the emails, but I think most of you did. Everybody that participated in the event was refunded their ticket amounts. Some of them just said, keep it. Let me know when the event, the postponed it is, but everybody's been satisfied and taken care of, and we're going to put the event on. It's going to be even bigger here in the end of May, so apologize for that, but it's not an apology based on some fault. It's just a postponement. You will be saved, but you will not be denied. All right? So now that we have that covered.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I am too. I mean, excitement has not left. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people was oh, man, like, seriously? You know, but, you know, look, we're trying to, as we hit the road, you have to be smart, and you have to try to bring it to as many people that desires the information. So if we can, you know, get 80, 90 people, maybe 100 people would have showed up because, you know, people are going to show up at the door, then, you know, then if we can get 200 people in there, then why not? You know, we can bring the message. We may not have to hit three different parts of California. We may have enough people from that event that will spread the word throughout that state, which is a very huge state. Okay, so that was a decision that we made to bring the event and make it on a bigger scale. All right, so I'm going to go into Queen. We appreciate you. I'm going to get into the show, monologue.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be listening.
So I'm gonna bring some hardcore truth. I'm going to step on toes, put your boots on. Let me go ahead and mute everybody out so everybody can focus on what I'm telling you. All right? If you get hit, just holler. You're going to do it anyway. All right? Because the Creator is going to have you come forth if you get hit. Some of you are strong enough to run and hide. Some of you are not strong enough, and you're weak, and you're going to raise your hand, and you're going to say, that's me. Whatever you do, do it for the right reasons. Whatever you say it for the right reason. Everybody here in this ministry can tell the truth. That's why they're here. You understand? I didn't put out an application for these queens to come, Sister Layla, Sister L, Sister Unique, the Maynards, Diamonds, groups, the people, the listeners. I didn't put out an application. Okay? I wasn't giving out free hot dogs here. I wasn't doing free exams. All right? So everybody's here is because they want to. Before I go in, let me go on and ascend this prayer so I can keep and maintain spiritual balance as I go in to the information trying to enlighten us. All right? So as y'all know here at HOR Radio, House of Restoration, we have no respect of person, no respect of race, no respect of economic condition, no respect of color, creed, religious beliefs. None of that matters here. We don't disrespect other religion. We don't disrespect other races. We don't even talk about race, for the most part. We understand for some of you, those things matter. But the lane that HOR is in is an economic, spiritual, mental, and health lane. Yes, the centerpiece of it is the debt crisis. That's the centerpiece. But that's not balance. So we're trying to bring you a balanced delivery of needed information so you can possibly experience more of that in your life. So whatever mode of religion you participate in, whatever mode of prayer you employ, just ask that you join in with us as a family, as a whole, as a network, as a ministry, and elevate whatever prayer you want. Father Most High, we pray that you elevate, amplify, increase each and every vibration, energy, frequency,
spirit of those that are on this call, including myself. We hope that this ministry, this show, this network, the people that are on this show, the brothers that are on this network, do an honorable job contributing to the uplifting of community, family, social status, debt responsibility, the laws of nature, the laws of the land. We urge all your people, everybody, black, white, green, purple, to put their trust not in us, but in you. The Creator, the Most High, the All-Knowing, the All-Powerful, the Everywhere Present. We ask that all believe in the benevolence of the universe. As always, you continue to meet our needs. We know you're looking upon us. We know the angels are assisting and guiding and supporting us. And that's being manifested in the goals, desires, and accomplishments and wishes we have asked for. We ask you to continue to bless this ministry. Continue to grow this ministry. Continue to hold everyone accountable for what they say, what they do, their actions, their inactions. These blessings we ask in your name, the Almighty. Amen. All right. We're going to talk about a few things today. Our sister Layla did a wonderful job. And it's so ironic that when everybody is intertwined spiritually, that think alike, you come across the same spiritual information as the other. We experience similar challenges, similar information that we don't talk about or share amongst each other. You know, I heard a saying, and women often say, and the queens can probably attest to this, that when women come together or are in sharing the same or occupying the same space, that their menstrual cycles sort of come on or about the same time. Their frequency or vibration becomes unified to the extent that they will often, if one has their cycle, the other one will get it. The other ones will get it. And I think of that in the context of family, when you're vibing together, when your frequency is the same, when your vibration is the same, when you're moving forward in a similar fashion, when you're working together cohesively, when you're doing things collectively, you will begin to come upon information that one or the other brothers or sister is coming upon. And the sister later spoke about mindset. She spoke about who do you listen to? Where do you get your information from? Where do you come from? What do you digest every day? What is being deposited into your mind? You know, I'm going to share with you a story. That's a personal one. And I'm going to share with you why I'm telling you this story and why I'm bringing the information I'm bringing. You know, we're going to have to at some point grow up. We're going to have to stop this separatism, this divisiveness, this petty behavior, these petty attacks, petty arguing, petty ideologies, theories, thoughts, beliefs, and we're going to have to come together as one at some point, or we're going to continue to be individuals. I believe the priest, when he was here, explained to you and broke down eloquently what the word individual means. Divide you all is what is contained in the word individual. Some of you are individuals. You're not leaders. You're not so-called gurus. You're not seed planters. You're just an individual amongst a group of other individuals. And you're all divided. Because there is no I in team. There is no I in ministry. There is no I in group. There is no I in collective. You're just somebody who decided to take the helm, who decided to pick up a mic and start talking about individualism. What you think, what you feel, what you want to see it go down. Now, a lot of it is based on rhetoric, on hope, on hype. Some of it comes from, as the sister Layla said, television. Some of you are educated by the national media. Medium. And when you come into a certain light and a certain dimension of spirituality and even knowledge or success, you begin to change the way you look at things, the way you talk about things, the way you respond to things, the way you react to things. There is a change. There is a transition. There is a transformation when you start to learn things, when you start to come into truth. But some of these leaders, so-called, out there, gurus is what I call them, receiving their programming, which is what they call TV, they call it programming, from that box called the television, which means telling lies visually. Television is telling lies visually. That's all the television is. A bunch of propaganda, a bunch of brainwashing, and a bunch of straight lying. And some of you use that box every day to get your education, direction, economics, civics. They tell you how to eat, what to eat, what to buy, what days to buy it on, who to buy it from, who you are not, who they are not, and they hide from you the reality of those truths. I share that with you to say this. There is a rising going on. There is some turmoil going on. You and I both know there's no secret that this world and this country is in constant turmoil. Babylon is the land of confusion. So you have these leaders and these gurus coming to you to indoctrinate you into these sometimes chaotic ways of thinking, teachings, false teachings, which formulates upon your forehead a number called 666, mark of the beast. Now, I'm not a religious guy. I think y'all know that. I know what sometimes religion does. It divides you all. Okay? I know that sometimes in some sectors, religion is no more different than Crips and Bloods, Republicans and Democrats. Sometimes playing into the race card, black and white. I don't participate for obvious reasons. The problem that we talk about on this show is an economic one. It's not black. It's not white. It's not brown. It's not green. But all those different so-called colors are affected. Some worse than others, based on lack of knowledge, lack of education, and even a lack of leaders. Lack of gladiators, a lack of warriors. So since this ministry has started and even prior, and since we decided to take to the road, we have come upon some devilish behavior, some naysayers, some doubters, some ignorance, some peons, people that want to continue to be individuals, to divide you all, people that continue to want to maintain their position as gurus, as leaders, so-called. There's been a stirring up of the pot. Gurus are angry at HOR. They're angry at some of the people in the ministry. They're starting to take pokes and shots, and they're laughable, but still, I don't think they understand how ignorant they are. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to play with you 4 minutes of some of the most powerful information I've heard from a person that doesn't look like us. He doesn't sound like us, but this information was sent to me by one of the listeners that has been supporting myself and even the formation of this ministry, I guess, for a while. Okay? The gentleman sent it to me, I believe it's a gentleman, and he said, this is one of the most powerful speeches I've heard. And I know why he sent it to me, and after I play it, I'm going to go in to what mark do you have on your forehead? Do you have the mark of the beast? Do you have the number 666 on your head? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? I'm going to go in about that. But before that, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to play this video, 4 minutes, and I'm going to say this to all you gurus and you leaders, better wake up. The Creator is moving definitively. You understand? We're going to shake up your groups. We're going to shake up your little so-called ministries. We're going to shake up your so-called igloos, because the truth has to come forth. I don't care if you mad. I'm not the type that's really, really sympathetic of nobody, and all of y'all know that. I'm not the victim, as the sister said. I'm not the victim type dude. I'm a warrior. I'm a gladiator. I'm one of the lions of the tribe of Judah. That's all I am. And you better look that up so you can understand what you're dealing with. Because there's no fear here. There's no fear from these guys and these queens that just spoke to you. They speak with power. Nobody's scared of your nonsense. You're scared. You're worried. We're not worried. We acted in truth. And I'm going to share with you what that truth is. And we're going to give the little bit of devils a few minutes to skin them. All right? We got to do that sometime. We got to. But it's time for everybody to come together. White, black, brown, green, purple, rich, poor, you name it. You're going to be oppressed if you don't. One way or the other, I don't care if you got a lot of money or a little bit of money. There's some billionaires that are now millionaires. There's some millionaires that are thousandaires. There's some thousandaires that are dollarnaires. You understand? When one gets oppressed, all gets oppressed. I have to understand that. We're going to shake it up. If you have humility, be okay. If you frail skin, you're not going to be okay. You're going to be bruised. If you call yourself a leader and you haven't led and you haven't brought up any leaders around you, you're going to be offended. I don't care. It's time to wake up. Stand up. Let's unify. Let all the people come together. Let's put together our minds, our hearts, come together and start making a change. I want y'all to listen to this brother. Listen to what he says. Listen carefully, spiritually, what he says.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future, and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason,
a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Peace and blessings. Now, that was Charlie Chaplin. Don't know too much about him. I remember his name growing up as a kid. I know he was a comedian. I don't know when he translated into The Great Dictator, but that is his audio. He's not of my so-called color. The man's words, his spirit, his passion, his intent, his purpose, for whatever it was, it invigorated me. It energized me. It raised my vibration, my frequency. His words were powerful. They were colorless. They were raceless. It was groupless. It was guruless. Absolutely amazing. For the brother, Brother Pharrell, who sent me that clip. Thank you to the street. Thank you. Those are some powerful words. This clipping was in black and white, done so in the 1940s. The 1940s. Now, some of you can be ignorant, say what you want about the gentleman, and I don't know much about him. I really don't care. I don't care where he's from. I don't care what he's done. I'm paying attention to the man's words, his spirit, the intent. And when you become spiritual, to some extent, even of a small degree, you will be able to recognize jewels in things, in people that don't look like you, don't sound like you. Don't subscribe to your ideologies, to your thoughts, to your theories, to your conclusions. That's okay. He doesn't need to. Real recognizes real. What is your real? I'm going to share with you a story. Over the last week, since the ministry has went about and schedule events, certain things have appeared on other people's show, things of that nature. Overall, the response has been great. The support, absolutely outstanding, amazing. Okay? But as anybody knows, with anything, when you start to go about God's business and spread some truth, you're going to get some naysayers. You're going to get some haters. You're going to be shaking up some of the gurus, the groups. You're shaking up some religions, if that's what you're party to. You're going to begin to receive some attacks. As I went around last week, I began to receive some what they deem as negative information, petty information. And I'll give you some examples. You know, I heard things such as, well, who are those guys down there at high frequency radio? What kind of religion are they in? Are they Muslims? Are they terrorists? You know, are they criminals? Are they ex-cons? Are they hiding something? What are their names? Is it Brother Malik or is it Brother Sharif? What name are you using?
This absolute petty nonsense, but never once did they attack the message. Well, was it in jail? Well, what, didn't he get arrested for this or that? Why do you think we're bringing you the message? See, most of you are so judgmental that you will stay oppressed because the person that might be delivering you or giving you the information enough to deliver yourself doesn't look like you, doesn't sound like you, doesn't eat like you, doesn't walk like you, doesn't subscribe to your ideologies, to your crazy beliefs, none of that, right? So you're almost denying information and deny your relief, deny being saved from your condition because it's not being brought by somebody in your society or somebody of your or somebody of your religious beliefs, which is absolutely astounding to me. So I hear these things, and as you turn up rocks as a speaker of the truth, you know, you're going to get these snakes. You're going to get these people that's going to try to take shots at you, okay? Shots at anybody, shots at me. Who are you? Who are you not? What society do you belong to? Are you Moorish? Are you Hebrew? Are you Christian? What difference does it make? Maybe I subscribe to all of them. What is my message? My message is an economic one. Can anybody deny that? Can anybody overlook that? I'll tell you yes. And I'm going to tell you how the universe and the creator has demonstrated things to me that I will never, ever forget because this is the first time that I experienced it. For the last week, I have been seeing the number 666 everywhere, on papers, on documents, in my kids' birthdays. I mean, it has just been blasting at me. Now, I admit, I'm not a numerologist. I really don't follow that type of information. I really don't. But on Friday, it was beaming on me like you wouldn't believe. Like I seen three sixes on one document. I seen another document had three sixes. Then I was reading something on one of the websites, Facebook, a great Facebook site for Eyes Wide Open. Big shout outs to them. Okay, MHHS, Eyes Wide Open, they have a very, very, one of the best Facebook pages I've seen that is informative, Third Eye Opening. You understand? And I started seeing, I was reading, after I'm seeing these sixes, the angels took me to this site, and then I read a passage on there about the stars wearing 666 jerseys, 666, you know, sportswear, you know, 666 everywhere. People throwing up 666 signs. And I said, what is this about? I began to call people in my ministry, began to call spiritual advisors that I rely upon. I said, what is these sixes about? You know, they gave me their, you know, they said, well, you know, it could be this, and six represents the nine, and, you know, the nine represents W, and the nine is WWW, and the nine represents ruler and leader, things of that nature. And I was like, okay. You know, and me, I don't know a damn thing about numerology, okay? But it's been coming to me lately since this ministry has been formed and since I've been doing what I'm doing. So those answers that I got was not satisfactory to me. So I began yearning for the information. So I'm seeing these sixes, and when it really hit me upside the head was when I went to the dentist on Friday, and I got to the offices, and I was talking to the priest about it. He was explaining to me about it, and although I punched the address in my navigation, I didn't realize when I got there until I was talking and I looked up that the address of the dentist's office was 3666. All of this happened within hours. right? So I'm like, what's going on? I mean, really, like, what is happening? Didn't know who to call. I called out one of my supporters and said, look, I need a numerologist. Just these sixes is just popping up. I need somebody to explain it to me. I'm just like, all right, I know my interpretation of those numbers through what the media says. Oh, it's evil. Oh, it's this, it's that. Oh, it's horrible. But I'm seeing the stars wearing T-shirts saying 666. I'm seeing these numbers everywhere. I'm just like, it can't be evil because I know that. That's what they throw out. Anything good or has the potential to be good, they make it evil. Do they not? So I remembered that, and only the brother Youssef and Savage would probably know this, I was looking in the back office and looking at the amount of participation, downloads, and our numbers on our network. So I always look at back to my shows and see what the people are really wanting. What are they downloading? And they're still downloading shows back in November when I began here. Thousands of downloads. Thousands of downloads of specific shows. And when I look back there, there was one show that I did in January that remained on the number of downloads, which was 666. And it stayed on 666 for months, meaning nobody touched this show. It stayed on 666. So I remember that, and I said, wow, there's another revelation of 666. And I'm wondering why that 666 stayed there and nobody ever downloaded one more show or one show less. It stayed on 666 for months when all the other shows were fluctuating. They were going up. People were downloading them. People were downloading them. So I said, what is this about? These sixes are knocking me up the head. So Friday, I'm up half the night, I'm reading, I'm doing research, I'm looking for it. I called the numerologist, she couldn't get back to me for a few days. I'm asking people, and on Saturday, I had a call from a sister that was Itsiyama, right? And she said, brother, I've been trying to get in touch with you. I wanted to come to your event, and I wanted to talk about, you know, numerology, and I can tie in, you know, spirituality to numbers. She said, numbers, not numerology. I said, wow. Well, here it is. The spirit is trying to tell me something. So she started telling me about the number six, and it's really a number nine. It's a correct nine. It's an upside down nine and things of that nature. And I thought it just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. So the information imparted with me was useful, but I didn't feel that that was what the Creator was trying to tell me about. So the sister imparted that call. Her last words, she said, Sharif, the Creator, ask Yah to reveal it to you. He'll tell you. I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So I did that. And I begin reading all kind of things about Babylon and the lion, okay, which I refer to myself as, okay? And I begin to read a bunch of information that just, I was in awe. I'm like, what? My gosh, like, what is this about? So being that I went on these different shows, and for the most part, the response was just absolutely amazing. The people love the information. They love the demonstration. They love the truth. They love the fact that they're coming into information they can grasp, they can understand, they can demonstrate, and don't have to rely upon the so-called gurus. Okay? So I went to bed after some research on the 666, and I woke up about 3:30 in the morning. And I received a text from the sister, and the text said, I don't know why the Creator told me to give you this, but he told me to tell you this. Truth equals 180 degrees. 180 degrees = 9. And I said, and she capitalized truth. And she capitalized 180 degrees. Well, I guess you can't capitalize numbers. But those particulars of her sentence struck out at me. But the word truth was in there. And the 180 degrees resonated with my spirit because the information that we're bringing is causing a 180 degree turn. Now I was on to something. So I began looking further. And this was Saturday. Sunday, I thought about it, read some more about it, read more information about 666 that I didn't know. And come Monday, my co-host, Brother Youssef, does a show. And I would be damned if the show doesn't have clippings of 666. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm sweating, I'm freaking out, and I'm like, what the hell is Youssef talking about 666, and I hadn't talked to him all weekend. I hadn't talked to him at all. And here he is bringing forth information regarding 666. And I said, wow, the Creator's not done with me. He wants me to know more. So I began doing more study, and I got up in the morning, and I didn't get a chance to listen to his call because I was at the dentist. And I was called and was like, you wouldn't believe this. Youssef is talking about, he's got some clippings on here of 666. I'm like, you kidding me? I'm like, nah, he really is. Like, you need to see it. So I pulled up the show and was looking. I'm like, now, what's going on? So I get into the 666 more, and I said, I started reading some information the Creator brought to me about the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, right? And the Mark of the Beast. And I'm like, wow, interesting. Again, I'm not one of the masters of this information. I know nothing about it. I admit it. I know nothing about it. But what I'm learning is the science of mathematics, and it is very enlightening and interesting. So I'm reading this information, and as I'm reading it, I'm playing Youssef's call. Yes, I support my brothers. Okay? So I'm playing this call, and he starts reading passage in the scripture as I'm reading the information that the Creator brought to me about the mark of the beast. And let me say this. You know, when I started reading about the mark of the beast and digesting some of the negativity and naysayers and some of the pot shots that these clowns and these little devils want to take at the ministry or at me personally or at the network or, you know, bringing up stupid things like, you know, what's your religious belief and, you know, things of that nature or where you from or, you know, stupid stuff like who you are or who you are not. You know, I began to look into that information, and the first thing that comes to me is the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself. Okay? Now, that stuck out at me. But it goes deeper. As I begin to think about what the mark of the beast is, the Creator brought me this information. It is what I believe that is true. I don't care if you disagree with it. I don't want to know what you feel about it. This is what I believe it is for me. You understand? The Creator begins to tell me about, and as I'm reading this information he brought to me, about what is 666? What is the mark of the beast? Okay? So it took me to chapters like John 7, okay, which sees the sixth seal, the restoration of the gospel. Restoration is in there, which is the name affectionately referred to as this ministry. And it started talking about the mark of the beast. For a long time, I was under the impression that the mark of the beast is, you know, basically a marking. If you see in movies and things of that nature, you see that it is a mark upon usually the forehead, okay, the way they demonstrate it in movie land. And that's how I thought about it. But as I begin to read and the Creator began to speak to me, I begin to understand more what that mark is about, okay? So they say in the Bible, you go into Revelation, and Revelation is uncovered, revealed, 13, 16, which is what the Brother Yusef was talking about, coincidentally, and it is no coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. But he began to briefly go expound upon that chapter, which is what the Creator had given me to read. So I was reading about it, and I was like, wow, well, what is this mark of the beast in the forehead? And what is amid the face? Because it says amid the face. And as I read, I discovered that the mark of the beast has nothing to do with a mark upon your forehead, at least not cosmetically. What it is a mark upon the brain or the mind, which is inside the forehead but may protrude outside the forehead, the face. And in understanding it, what I got is that just as God seals his servants in their mind with truth, likewise does Satan, the gurus, the leaders, the deceptors, seals some of the people's minds with deception. Okay? That's what he brought to me. Okay? And that deception, of course, is only to those that willingly reject the word, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. When you reject the truth, okay? Or you seek a more palatable doctrine, which is easier on your ears and your lifestyle or your mind or your thoughts or the people around you, you know, anything that's easier than the truth, because the truth hurts sometimes. All right? And then they begin to talk about the mark in the right hand. And I go on to read about and think about some of the communications that I receive from some of the naysayers. And I'm going to talk to you about that. See, the mark of the beast is a mark on your mind. Some of y'all have the mark of your gurus, your leaders, in your mind. You have that mark of the beast, that 666 is on your head. It's in your behavior. I can see it. I can feel it. I can hear it. You know, I went on one of these shows, and the priest came along with me. And when he got on the show, and it's not that it was just the people, for the most part, we were received warmly. All right? But when you become spiritual, you will start to feel things in the presence of people, and I'm already there. I can feel, when I open up a line, I can feel the energy or the lack thereof. So you begin to sense things. You can feel things. And the priest texted me while I was on the phone. He said, man, you got a lot of people on here that is lost, confused, deceived, sick. He said, it's driving me crazy. I can't stay long, right? And I said, all right, listen, we'll be okay, right? I felt it too somewhat, right? So let's talk about the mark of the hand. Think of it as this. This is how I understand it. Think of this as doing a work with your hands, okay? And I'm sure all of you have heard this terminology, okay? Or some of us refer to in this generation, and even the old school people will refer to that as making your mark. They say making your mark in society. Making your mark. I think y'all should look that up and see what that is. What it is and what I have discovered is whatsoever your mind is sealed, okay, sealed, your brain, your mind is sealed to think is right. That is what you put your hand to doing. Your hand can mean your acts, your behavior, even your writings. And I'm going to tell you about some writings that I received from some of them devils. All right? Whatsoever your mind is sealed to think is right, that is what you're going to put your hand to doing. If your mind is sealed and marked by God through truth and his word and spirit, then also are your hands marked and sealed by God to work in, for, with, and by those truths. But what I understand now from talking to some people is that the same holds true for deception. You have some gurus and some people that if one thinks something is right, that is what they'll do, even if in reality it's wrong. That's what the people are experiencing today. So as I read more about this mark of the beast, which I understand is the mark of the mind, which cosmetically may appear on your forehead through your ignorance or uneducation, it's the mark of the beast in mind and in what you put your hand to doing, what you put your mind to doing. It's not an actual mark. So what I want to get through to the people is that you have to understand that deception is a form of captivity. And what you will find, maybe laughingly, is that it requires the free will participation of the one being deceived to go along willingly, not by force. A lot of these gurus and leaders not even forcing you. Our mind is so screwed up. We're so weak. We're so depleted mentally, spiritually, the body, that we don't know what to believe or what to think. We're so much in defensive mode on everything. Those of you that is dealing with foreclosure, since this happens to be the hottest topic today, these gurus got you so defensive that you don't even know what offense is. You can't even spell offense. Y'all are defending. You got these gurus cutting and pasting. Man, they're trying to play attorney. They're telling you everything is bad, everything is evil, everything is wrong, and you always in defensive mode. I'm from the streets of New York, and when you grow up in New York, you're able to pick out the punks in society. You can look at them. You can tell the way they walk, the way they move, the way they talk. And we had a thing where we go around and we always say boo to certain people and they would jump. And that was an indication it was pretty soft. Right? You really didn't have much backbone. Huh? So, free will participation. Some of you are being deceived by punks, by people that are not even smart. I'm going to demonstrate that to you. When you look at the number six, and let me finish up with it, and what it means, the mark of the beast, how are you marked? Well, people look at the number six in different ways. There's different meanings of it. The significance of that number in biblical terms is different. For example, the six, from what I read, is generally connected through the Old and the New Testament, but it's connected with mankind, carbon of a man, angels. So it has dual meaning. And it's also, which is what society will tell you, or some of your religious leaders will tell you, mainly pertains to idolatry, imagery, antichrist, sorcery, bad, evil, you know, all that kind of spooky stuff. All right? They always spooking you out on something. The gurus is always scaring you on something. At the same time, they got their hands in your pocket. Okay? Look, I'm going to make this clear. We just bringing you the truth as we know it here at HOR. That's it. I believe entirely, although we may not have the same views, the same vantage points on things, I believe this high-frequency radio network, my ministry, Brother Sharif, Brother Yusef Savage, I believe it is our goal to only bring you the 60 cubit high, 60 cubit wide, which equals 360 degrees of information, the circle of the earth. Now, my 360 degrees has to do with the public side of this debt industry. That's what I focus on. That's my lane, okay? But many of you out there are marked by the beast in a negative way. See, I heard people comments from my ministry, oh, he's talking about, you know, he didn't discuss. I even had some guru alleged, or leader, or whatever you want to call him, make claims that he taught Brother Sharif. Taught me what? What is on this country, in this country, on this land, in this world that I discovered or you discovered? What did you teach me? Nobody's taught me anything, nor have I discovered anything. Nothing. What I am doing is bringing an old treasure from 1975 or prior to, which is the consumer protection laws. And I'm bringing an old treasure to adorn the new. Simple and plain. The consumer protection laws is not a new doctrine by any means. It's a little known doctrine to the gurus. For the most part, yes. And it's not commonly used amongst you so-called gurus. It is not commonly used by the legal society. Those that know, they know. They go in. No, but it's not new at all. No, I didn't discover it. You understand? Nor do I say I did. You can continue playing, you gurus. You can continue playing attorney and lawyer and cut and pasting yourself all you want. Okay? Y'all can continue following these gurus and leaders that's been with you for 5, 6, 7 years with the same old garbage, same old story, same old excuses, same old rhetoric, same old nonsense. I've talked to a couple of them because I guess I offended them. And I'm explaining to you why. Because y'all know I mentioned the word guru. Y'all know what I mean by gurus, too. So I don't have to explain it. Those that push to you processes that never work. EFT. Accept the deed. LMNOP. Put your booty print on the paper. Sign it in purple ink. Mail it back to the judge. He might smell it. And it might smell so foul, he might dismiss your foreclosure. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Stupid stuff. Okay? And then these gurus will tell you right up front, you know, the courts is corrupt. The judges are corrupt. You know, at the same time, they'll tell you, but give me $5,000, you know, and I'll fight it out with you. I'll do some paperwork. I'll cut and paste for you. I'll tell you this. You need to note. You need to this. You know, what kind of, like, when are you going, how many times are you the people going to hear the same old rhetoric for an extended period of time before you wake the hell up? How many times? There's some of the gurus that I talked to, I haven't talked to in years because I said the word guru and they got offended. Like, well, I didn't call your name. Is your name guru? But see, the creator is always going to call you out. You're always going to get your toes stepped on because you know within yourself you're not doing anything to elevate the people. You're making them dependent on you and your garbage and your ideology and your beliefs and many times just your damn hopes that you can do this or do that or you should see this or the system is bad or the system is corrupt. So at the same time they're telling you the system is corrupt, they're telling you give them $3,000 or $5,000 so they can help you. So they've already made their excuse when they're not able to perform based on the consideration you gave them. They already told you up front, you know what, I won't go and try to fight the system for you, but I'm telling you they corrupt, so that means it may not work, but you pay them anyway. Some of that hope and change, right? So you got these gurus wanting to play the mortgagee, mortgagor, lendor, creditor game, right? The game they play. And look, they'll be situated in Texas, in New York, they're in Virginia. You know, these gurus are all over, right? And they help the masses of people that live in different states, right? And they tell you they can help you, huh? Right? And you don't know what they're talking about because you can't read along, right? You can't find their methods in any book, in any library. Nah, they whip up their own potion at the crib, in the dungeon, in their own lab. And they tell you, put your fingerprint or your knuckle on a document and cross it out in purple and send it over there and, you know, everything going to be good. Or twirl your, kick your heels 3 times and you're going to disappear from the public to the private, and the public is going to be just as dark as the private. All right. Not to say it's not a private and a public, but that's not the way you get there. You got to be responsible for what you already done in the private, in the public, rather. You got to study and have years of studying so you can understand the difference. Yes, there is a public. Yes, there is a private. Yes, there are other alternatives and other ways of dealing with things when you live that life, which most of you don't. You don't even know how to live it. So the gurus tell you how to live it. Right? Or do they? So they get in there and they tell you to play the mortgagee mortgager game, right? Yeah. And they tell you need a note and you need a mortgage and you need a MERS and you need to fight all these entities, right? And I mean, it's endless. Or is it not? And they not throw 100 cases at you? Can they not throw 100 different real estate laws at you, depending on what state you're in? And these gurus will act like they know all the state local rules, one, all the state local real estate laws, right? And they give you a blanket document that's supposed to be able to rid you of your debt responsibility. And some of y'all will sit there for years with these gurus and so-called leaders, and pay them, and pay them, and pay them, and waste your time, waste your energy, deplete your mind, obtain, and become marked by that beast, which is that guru. Many of you wind up losing your debt collection cases, losing your homes, because the gurus, the only thing they can do is cut and paste from other people and give you a 50-page document when you didn't read the 3 documents in front of you. And I think I've already demonstrated that. All right? What is your lane? Are you dealing with a debt collector or are you dealing with a creditor? What's the guru's lane? They're always going to stay in the lane of the creditor. Because they think you can beat them up because there's a robo-signer. You can beat them up because they don't have the note. But then they bring in the note or the alleged note. And I hear these stories. I wanted to go and say, well, one lady went to court and they brought in the original note and she put on some rubber gloves so she wouldn't put her fingerprints on the note. This is the kind of rhetoric that these gurus teach you. She put on rubber gloves so her fingerprints went on what they deemed the original note. She didn't get an expert examination of the alleged note. She just wanted to make sure her fingerprints wasn't on it. Are you serious? And these are groups. Do you understand? So when I bring the information using some old treasure statutes, consumer protection law, which is easier for the people to understand, easier for the people to digest, and if you read it, you can read it along with me, can't you? Can you read along with the gurus? Absolutely not. You got to wait. If they call us on Thursday, you got to wait till the next Thursday. And you know, don't be being pursued by some debt collector. It'll take you 50 weeks. And you still won't understand what the damn guru's talking about. You done lost your house. You done got garnished. They done took your money. They done ran you out your neighborhood. They done put your kids out your house. And the gurus, you remember, they made that excuse in the beginning.
Well, you know the courts is corrupt.
Right? So you're always on the defensive. So when you hear the truth, somebody bringing you the information that you can read, that you can digest, that you can go to the library and get. And I understand that some of the leaders don't are not able to change lanes quickly. But you know what? They are, though. Why? But the Sharif bringing it. The ministry is bringing it. The Creator is using me. I'm just an instrument. I am nobody. So why are they running over here to high-frequency HOR? Why? Why? Some of them don't like hearing certain things, but they still hear. Some of them don't look like me and you, but they're still here. Some of them don't believe in what we believe in, but they still here. Why? Because of the truth. Huh? My ministry, myself, the Creator, has demonstrated to you a way. Not the way, but a way that you can begin to restore you, to return to your previous pure state. That's the definition of restore. Hence is why we named it Restoration. House of Restoration, restoring you. You might have to leave your guru. You might have to leave your leader. You might have to leave your church. You might have to leave your religion in order for you to be relieved of this debt monster. How can you really, really serve anything? How can you have a good marriage when you have these debt restraints and goblins and demons all up on you? How? How can you enjoy your wife or your husband, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend when you don't have any money because the guru's going to tell you
there ain't really no money?
Sure, we know what we mean by that, some of you, but some of you don't. So that stamp, that 666, is forming one number at a time upon your forehead. When you go to three different sites, you're going to get a 6. From each one of them, if you go to the wrong places. So you're always in defense. You're defending your property. You're defending the debt collectors. You're fighting the attorneys. You're fighting the judge. And the only type of offense, if you want to consider it offense, the gurus will give you is this, some retaliatory options, right? What's the retaliatory options? Well, you go in there and you challenge the judge. That's what you do because you know the system is corrupt. All right? So because you going in there and you cutting and pasting and you playing lawyer and you going in there, the guru's going to tell you, go challenge the judge. Go get his oath of office. Go pull up his records. Go ask that attorney. This is the offense they give you now. Ask that attorney for his damn bar card. Huh? Right? Go in there and challenge everybody. Be angry. Be upset. Try to unveil the system. Right? But you in there don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know who's in front of you. You're trying to play the mortgagee-mortgager game, and you're losing, and you will lose. How are you not going to lose? And they got a contract that you executed with your signature and a witness, which is a notary, upon those instruments. Yeah, some of you win. A few of you. How many? Well, let me tell you what the Creator was trying to tell me with these sixes. Right? When I'm worried about freeing all of you, I want everybody to get it. I want everybody to get on the lane. Not that I created, that the Creator put me upon. Right? So when I begin to look at these sixes and why it was coming to me, and I told you about that show that remained on 666, once I came into this information, I went back there for some reason. I know what the reason is. The Creator told me to go back and look at that show that was 666, and it changed to 667. Same day. So I said, Well, all of a sudden, after all of these months, it changed. What is that about? So I began looking into the 667 to see if there was something else the Creator is trying to tell me, the universe. So I came upon the information in Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. Zechariah 13, 8 and 9. And it said, it shall come to pass that in all the land, two parts therein shall be cut off, die, but the third shall be left therein. And I said, what is that about? Right? Two parts therein shall be cut off. This is talking about the mark of the beast, what the 666 means, or the 667. My translation. Don't dare call and argue with me. This is my belief. You understand? So when I read further, it broke down everything I seen with the sixes, all the different, for some of you, would have been coincidences that were not coincidences at all. All the information the Creator brought me through the sister that called me on Saturday, Brother Yusho. You understand? He's trying to deliver a message to maybe them, but I'm taking my message for what it is. And what is that? As I begin to look into the 666 and the proper calculation, utilizing the science of mathematics, you need to get up on it. I'm just now doing so. Right? What it said was the proper calculation of 666 in relation to the tally of those deceived by the world. So what it broke down to is this. 66.6% of God's soul shall be cut off. That's the two parts. The two-thirds, 33, 33, 66. The two-thirds shall be cut off and die after accepting the imitation Savior. Some of you are dying. You understand? Following them gurus, them so-called leaders. And they're the only allegedly smartest one in the room. How can you be a leader or a guru and you don't raise any around you? How can you be some sort of a facilitator or orator and you don't raise anybody around you? You're always the smartest one in the room. You need attention. You understand? You're deficient. You want people to rely on you like the legal society wants you to rely on them. They don't want you to know nothing. They don't want you to learn anything. Huh? So what the Creator is telling me is that two-thirds properly computed are going to be cut off because you bear the mark of the beast, 666, meaning your mind has been marked with the nonsense. So I said, well, God, what's the 667 when the download changed right after I became come across the information? Or was brought to me, what was the 667? And when it broke down that 66.6% of the people will be cut off because they bear the mark of that beast, it broke it down further mathematically, and it was 66.666667. So let me wrap it up. Out of 100%, a third of you are going to get it. 66.6% of you are not going to get it. Right? You're going to be cut off because you can buy that mark of the beast. Even though you heard the truth, even though you were able to study it for yourself, you can't read along with the gurus. You can't follow no method or methodology they preach to you, they give to you. And I don't care if it's a guru regarding debt, regarding some religious edifices. I don't care what it is. Some of you bear the mark of that beast because you're ignoring the truth. And you know that the stuff you're getting is garbage. It tastes like garbage. It looks like garbage. It smells like garbage. But you bear that mark. So what the Creator is trying to tell me is in John 17 and 17, the word is truth. What the sister texted me was truth. Brother Sharif, bring the truth, because the truth is going to require that the gurus make 180, or the people, because I don't give a damn about the gurus. I'm raising up the people Do you understand? They're being relieved of those marks upon their foreheads. They're being taught. You understand? They're being learned in a way that they can employ and demonstrate themselves without relying upon the failures that is right before them with you gurus. Oh, let me talk to you what I'm talking about. So what are you talking about, Brother Shreve? So when I left the show that I did, one of the gurus that was offended by me using the term guru actually raised their hand through a communication with me. Yes, they had the audacity to engage me in some communication by and through email. Right? And what did they say, Brother Shreve? Well, the email, I got it right here, and I'll paraphrase and I'll make it short. And I'm not going to say any names, but, you know, they're on with the calls. And again, most of the response was absolutely amazing. The people love the information. They love the ministry. They love what we're bringing. They love the orator, the way I bring the information. I didn't discover the information. It's the way I bring it. There's 100 chicken restaurants out there. Nobody discovered chicken, but some of you wouldn't go to certain chicken restaurants because you don't like the way they prepare it. You don't like the way it smells. You don't like the way it sounds. You don't like the way the people look that work there. So I get mad gurus because the Creator made me a better orator than you. Maybe when you talk, you've been to some churches and some events where the speaker, although he may be speaking some truth, he's corny. He's dull. He's boring. He doesn't appeal to certain intellects. You understand? That's what the Creator blessed me with. I didn't discover anything, and you didn't either. Information been here. All right? So you hate the fact that you hear it and it sounds great, but then you got the naysayers talking about, well, you're not of my religion. You're not of my persuasion. Or what are you some terrorist or something? Or who are you associated with? Are you serious? Do you really think you're going to maintain power over the people when you're bringing that garbage? And the only response you have is not the message, not the truth, but how are you? Or what's your first and your last name? Or what society are you part of? Are you serious? You're going to have no following. Do you understand? The people are waking up. The truth is coming out. These gurus are afraid. They're speaking out. Yes, they identify themselves. So I get a communication from one of the gurus, and I'll go over this right quick. And the guru emails me and says, you know, Brother Shreve, this and that. Look, the first sentence they go into is this. I'm one of those gurus that you were talking about, or one of those so-called gurus. That's how the person opens up the communication, right? First thing they did was what? The way I teach to identify a debt collector is what? Read what they write or listen to what they say, right? Because they're always going to raise their hand somehow. And she raised her hand and said, look, I'm guilty. I'm one of them gurus. Do you understand? They probably didn't think they were doing that. But the guilt, you understand? The humility was all over the communication. So I'm like, okay. So first couple of sentences, you would consider me a guru. I kind of help homeowners, you know, with foreclosures. And they said, I beg to differ that we consider ourselves gurus. Well, I mean, I don't know. Let's see how they do it. So they said, you know, we simply talk about strategies. Then they go on and, you know, they go on to try to, you know, and they mention the word guru inside of the communication with me 7 times. So, you know, even my Yamaha on the phone, 68 years old, would be able to determine that when somebody keeps mentioning the word that offends them, what they say in church, you done step on some toes. So that's, I guess that's what I did. So they go on to say, you know, I have to say I take offense. They actually said this. This is in the first three sentences. I take offense at your repeated conclusion that everybody is listening to a guru. I'm like, well, what in the world is this guru word bothering this person? So they say, you know, there are homeowners and people out there, you know, who listen to, you know, different people. And all I can tell you is that my guru group tries to provide, you know, members with information and case law.
Yeah, they said case law.
Now, the case law they were talking about are case law about mortgagee and mortgagor relationships, which how many of you are winning? You understand? How many of you are winning? How many of you gurus are winning on that road? I've told you, come to the show. Let's go further. And I'll wrap it up. So the person went on to say that, you know, while your information makes a ton of sense, all right? They said it makes a ton of sense. We don't think that it's enough for our members. We don't think it's enough. I said, oh, wow. And then right after the person said that, I want y'all to listen closely. This is the next sentence after they said, you know why, it makes a lot of sense. I don't think it's enough. Okay? And then the next sentence was, and I agree, I haven't yet looked into the procedure. I haven't yet researched the information. So they say in one sentence, it's not going to work. All right? They've already made a legal determination. It's not going to work. But then in the next sentence, they say, I haven't even looked into it much. Right? That's a guru talking. That's how they talk. You understand? That's how they talk. They always give you both sides. So, you know, the courts is corrupt, but I'll take your $5,000 and help you go down this road that you definitely going to wind up with a 666 on your forehead, meaning your mind is going to be stained. They went on to say that, you know, we'll look into the information, but, you know, I want to ask you a question, Brother Sharif, because one of the listeners, this is their thing, okay? This is their thing. You know, after they tell you who they are and, you know, they basically in one religious group they call a confession, then they go into, well, I wanted to ask you a question. And the question was, one of the questions of the group, a lady asked the question was, what do you do, Brother Sharif, when they don't give you notice? I said, notice of what? They have to give you notice. In the FDCPA 15 U.S.C. 1692G, they got to give you some notice. And then if you want to play the mortgagee-mortgagor game, or you want to use the contract, you can look in a deed of trust in Section 22, or there's always a notice provision in any contract, and they got to give you some notice, right? Give you some notice that there's a change in servicing, give you a notice that there's a change in ownership, give you some notice that there's a change in accounts or change in debt collectors. They always give you some notice, do they not? So I said, listen, you can use the information from here, or you can use the information from there, but there's going to be notice, right? And that was the question from the caller, and that was my answer, right? And the answer was satisfying to the caller. She made no complaint. She didn't ask any other questions. She was content. I said, pursuant to 15 U.S.C. 1692G, FDCPA, they got to give you some notice. So they went on, and that was it. So the guru wanted to find something wrong or challenge me to something, right? So this is the challenge. This is why I tell you these gurus are weak. I mean, there is a abundance of weak people on this country right now. I mean, they don't even have to work hard to stain, to mark you with that number of the beast. They don't even work hard. I'm telling you. All right? So inside they went all that. They said, listen, you answered that question of that caller, and you said that, you know, basically they always have to give you notice. And what? So this is the question of the guru. The question was, well, some states have a must-record statute and a may-record statute. Huh? Right? So this is the guru trying to challenge my intellect, which you got to be real sharp to do. You got to be real smart. You have to be real strategic and tactical to challenge me in my lane. I don't care who you are. Huh? So the guru wanted to kind of corner me and say, well, you know, they don't have to. You know, some states that is a must-record state, meaning that they must record the assignment is what probably they were referring to, right? So some states say you have to record it in the county recorder's office, in the public, for everyone to have notice. And then some states say you may record it, meaning that there can be assignment out there, and they may record it, meaning they don't have to. So what the question was is, what about the may and must states? Can you answer that question for me? This is what the guru was asking me. And I said, is that the only question, rather challenge, you have for me? And I spent 3.5 hours on this particular call because the people needed it. I mean, they were hungry. Do you understand me? And these are people that was already with a group, that a visitor is coming into their atmosphere and they hungry. Huh? Now, y'all grew up as a kid. Y'all know that, you know, when you grew up that and you was going somewhere and you didn't have much money, which we didn't when I was growing up, that your mama always, if you went to a place where you had to pay for the food, your mother or your father always tried to give you a little bit of something to eat so you're not real hungry when you go out because they didn't have a dollar of money to spend. Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So you don't go out and you're perceived to be hungry. So they may feed you a little bit, give you some cheese and crackers, some cornflakes and milk, you know, whatever it is you had, some oodles and noodles. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So when you go out, you know, when people ask you, do you want something to eat? Usually you're supposed to say, oh, no, I'm full. I'm good. Huh? So I'm going into this talk, and they're hungry. I mean, they're hungry. I'm thinking, again, that everybody knows this information or knows enough about it. Boy, was I sad. Was I sad to find out they didn't. So the guru challenged me. Let me wrap it up by saying, well, you didn't take into effect that, you know, must states and may states, you know, they don't have to record the assignment. And I said, okay, let me, and then at the end, I said, let me respond to the guru because they're offended that they're a guru, first of all. And I know when somebody identifies themselves, because I'm very sharp, I pay attention. Spiritually, I'm grounded. All right? I'm indoctrinated in the truth. So the last part they said was, just so you're clear, Mr. Sharif, all right? So let me let you know this, okay, buddy? I'm not in foreclosure or anything, all right? I'm not in foreclosure. I just help homeowners who are in foreclosure, right? So you're helping somebody, you know, that you haven't even had those experiences. But let's go further. I realize the system is broken. I do it because I have a house to fight for. No, I don't do it because I have a house to fight for, right? So the gurus are now doing it for the people, you know. They always make you seem like they doing it for you. Like, I got money. Like, I'm doing this for you. I got it all. I'm good. I'm doing it for poor you. Isn't that how they put that 6 upon your forehead, or at least one of them, huh? So they went on the end of, they said, I do it because the people deserve to stay in their homes. And if the banks can't get their shit together, then nobody deserves to lose their home. So I said, oh, wow. I said, that's some bull crap, huh? I'm doing you a favor. Y'all hear that? The gurus are doing you a favor because the banks need to get their shit together. Let me tell y'all something, all right? If you really know what you're doing and you pay attention to what I'm giving you, you will get paid off the SHIT that they're doing. I don't want them to clean up their stuff. When you know what you're doing, you won't be out there defending something all the time. You're actually going to offense, and that offense is not attacking the judge or attacking the attorneys. You're actually going there smiling and making friends, saying that, listen, you know, there's no doubt about it, you violated these provisions set forth in 15 U.S.C. 1692, 1681, 47 U.S.C. 227, and on and so forth. and you're laughing because you're on offense. And the offense results in monetary gain. So how many of the gurus are actually getting you a return on your investment into their bullcrap? Tell me. How many of them? No, you're always spending money with them. You're always, you know, they'll even shift you to another guru. They'll say, oh, tomorrow we're going to listen to another guru, and we're going to try what he's trying or she's trying. And then we're going to keep going until you lose your house, lose your mind, and get that mark of the beast on your forehead. Huh? So I responded to the guru, and y'all know, I get down, right? Because I love a challenge, okay? When I played ball, I played with ball players that was better than me. You didn't play with scrubs because you'd be a scrub. Like, I like playing with people like I got dunked on. You understand what I mean? And then I became the one that was dunking on everybody, right? So I know how it feels to be dunked on. And then I know how it feels to be the dunker, right? That's just life. Any good leader, any good master is going to love to compete, some of which we do on this network. We may compete. It elevates our game. It elevates our frequency and our vibrations, right? So I took the chance to go back, and I said, first of all, Mr. Guru, I'm sorry you take exception to the term guru. You mentioned it in your communication 7 or 8 times. I cannot determine what is going on inside you that makes you answer to that name guru, but I'll let you figure it out, and I think you already have. And my second phrase was real short. Your question, Mr. Guru, was not a question at all. It was a challenge. And the challenge was so thin and so insignificant that I don't even think it deems an answer. So you're asking me or challenging me on a question someone else asked that seemed to be fulfilled by the answer, but out of 3.5 hours of nothing but raw truth, all you can come up with is, I'm a guru, so I've been cutting and pasting enough to know that some states is a must-record state and a may-record state. And my simple answer was, this is the confusion that you have your people under. Because even though I came with a message in a different lane, and see, good leaders will always know how to change lanes. Do you understand? Even today, at my age, I still got a pretty good crossover when I'm on the court, because good leaders, good players know how to cross over when they should. So when they hear information, they know how to change lanes and be like, oh, all right, I got a pretty fast car. I can get 0 to 60 in like 3-4 seconds. I will change a lane quick if I need to, meaning if I hear something that's proper, that's right and exact, I will change lanes and be like, oh, that sounds better. Oh, that seems easier. Oh, I think my people will be uplifted by that information. So you know what? I'm going to squash all that nonsense, and I'm going to get on this lane right here, because the way the brother's bringing it, man, this is going to help my people. But instead, the guru wants to challenge me on some mortgagor language. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, if y'all think y'all going to go in these courts dealing with these banks, and you're going to beat the banks on their procedures, you are absolutely, absolutely marked by the beast. They make the laws. They own the people in that White House. Are you serious? Do you think you're going to go in there and you're going to say, well, the appellate court and the 9th Circuit and the 11th Circuit and the Supreme Court. So what does the Supreme Court say? You know what? They can all beat the nonsense out of y'all. We don't care. What are you going to do then, gurus? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And that's what they've been doing for years. Who have sued MERS and come out with any money? Nobody. Who has sued a robo-signer and got any money? Nobody. What guru, how many cases are you gurus running, cutting and pasting and playing doggone attorney and trying to quote every banking law when you live in Virginia and you're trying to help people in Massachusetts? This is why I say you need to apply the federal consumer protection laws because they are universal throughout the states. Huh? Huh? So, but nah, you know, the gurus, all they got to do, the only way they can be intelligent is if they start taking little nit snippets, extrapolating little sentences from here and there, and they always try to sound intelligent. And this is what this guru's trying to do in this little half behind communication they saying with me. Well, I know you over here. They don't even realize I'm over here. I'm over here in the consumer protection lane, flying, doing 90 in a Ferrari, and you over there in a Volkswagen talking about, well, you know, the mortgage laws say, really? You still fighting that fight? Wasn't you fighting that fight 3 to 5 years ago? What have you, how many people in your group has lost everything they had playing around with that garbage you've been delivering? How many of y'all, when y'all going to wake up? Well, it's happening now, huh? So I kindly told the guru, you need to go do studying. You need to go play in traffic. You're saying the same things the gurus have been saying for 6, 7, 8 years. Some of the gurus that contacted me and said, well, you know, Brother Sweep, you know, you kind of calling me out, man, with, you know, some of that information, you know, about securitization. Securitization, like, who under? Like, how many, I'm going to open up the line. How many of y'all understand securitization? Huh? There was a 69, 70-year-old lady that was talking for hours, I lie to you not, on the call, feeling as though she understood securitization. And she was speaking about her audit, which was probably 200 pages, and the pooling and service agreement, which was probably 400 pages, and she was speaking as though she got it. I'm like, are you serious? Like, really? And then you got these gurus, these securitization, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with some of the information contained in the securitization audits. You can use it if you know how to, if you know the rules of evidence, but no, let me tell you what they sell to the people, huh? Let me check it out. Buy this audit, and we'll give you an affidavit. And that affidavit will make everything gold, son. Huh? When you get that affidavit, if they can pronounce it correctly, with that securitization audit, son, they got to have that note, that mortgage, they got to have this, they got to have that, and the people's head is exploding. And you know what? The guru sounds intelligent, don't he? Because you can't follow it. You can't follow none of that. When I was on these calls, and when I do on my call here, I tell y'all to go to your computer and pull it up. We're going to read along. How many people, how many of these gurus read along with you? Other than myself and maybe my co-host, Yusef. They'll pull it up. They'll be like, y'all read it. I tell you, let's read along. Don't think I'm making it up. Let's read along. And then I leave you with the information, huh? Where does the gurus leave you with? A bunch of hope change, a bunch of rhetoric, and a bunch of garbage. That's all they do. If you miss one of their calls, or if they got sick, or if they decided that day they had took enough people's money, they going to go out and sit on the beach, you absolutely up S-H-I-T Creek. Because you don't know what step to take, where to turn, where to go, because you're wholly dependent on the guru. Huh? This is what y'all doing. But look, it's changing. The gurus are crossing over. They like Kobe Bryant now. Yo, you better get on that Sharif thing, man. That dude on to something. The people around the gurus are starting to challenge the gurus. I got the communications. Y'all wouldn't believe how many of these groups are breaking up. Huh? How many people are on this call right now leaving their gurus? Because the truth is coming forth, and the truth is coming forth for the people, not the gurus. You understand? They're coming for the people. I'm trying to deliver the people. I'm raising your vibration, raising your frequency. I'm giving you something you can read, you can understand. And that's the consumer protection laws. You can go out there and play Johnny Cochran all you want. You can play that game all you want. These gurus have been playing it for 5-10 years, and they still, when they talk to me, I'd be like, man, when I talked to you 5-6 years ago, you were saying your stories are the same. You haven't had any more successes. You got the same rhetoric. You're using the same examples. Man, I can't believe you are frozen from 5 years ago, dude. You haven't even thought out. Are you serious? Like, you need to listen to my show. What you talking is like Jordache jeans. It's been played out. Like, where are you at? No, the only thing that's different is you got to put your butt print on another side of the paper now. And you got to do it after you work out. So the butt print will be sweaty on the paper so the judge can throw your case out. Huh? What a nonsense. What is our mark? What kind of mark of the beast do we have? Huh? Is that 666 in your head? A part of something positive or something negative? Does it refer to mankind and angels, or do we refer to knowledge? Do you idolize these people because they talk like they're off another planet? Huh? Are you in Babylon? Are you in the land of confusion? No, we ain't confused over here. Everything I tell you, I've done multiple times. Do you understand? Can't nobody out there challenge me on my experience and my knowledge and what I have done. I'm not shooting you no crap. I'm not passing around no basket at the end of my speech, although the speech do be tight. Let's keep it real. I'm bringing you the truth with some humor, with some humility, with some entertainment. With some education, edutainment. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself. For those of you gurus out there trying to attack this nation, trying to attack this network, trying to attack me personally or anybody else, you better wake up. The Lion of Judah is right in your face. You're not even ready. A lot of these gurus, y'all not even full men. What y'all hear on this network is all men. You understand? The pitches in our voice may elevate. We may get soprano or alto sometime, but we all men. You hear the passion. You hear the power. You hear the authority. Some of these gurus saying, you know, I had one of them say, I just want to tell you, brother, I mean, you tight with it. The way you bring it, I never heard it that way. You know, they'll give you the praises, but they say, well, I heard that from somewhere else, though. Or, you know, what you're saying has always been around. Really? Like, seriously, that's all you got? Man, I'm not trying to impress you. We all men. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm trying to impress the people. Because you know what? The people are leaving you, man. Listen, there are other groups that are smart enough to say, Brother Sharif, I like what you're doing. Bring your ministry over here. Let's come together. Did you hear what Charlie Chaplin said? Yo, let's come together. I don't care what color you are. I want to free my people. I want to get some remedy. I want to do some offense for a change and not be on defense to where my whole life is nothing but defense. You go home, you snapping at your wife. You snapping at your husband. You snapping at your kids. Your kids say, I was playing outside. Why are you late? Well, I was playing outside, and then I stopped and talked to my friend. You lying, because everybody lied to you. The banks is a lie. The lawyers is a lie. You a lie. Everybody lie. Everybody just sick in the head, man. You don't even know the truth when you hear it. Everybody got that mark of the beast. Who's that beast? That beast that you have in your midst. The beast that's in your mind. I don't care. I don't want no credit. Yeah, I can sell this stuff. You dang all right I could if I wanted to. And at the end of my speech, I could have said $49.95 for me to give you some other pieces of it. I'm telling you right now, I could have left with 10 people. Money. Why? I sound better than your guru. I got more passion than your guru. I got more facts than your guru. I entertain you better than your guru. I bring the heat better than your guru. I got more flavor than your guru. Huh? That's not me, though. That's just my flavor. That's my swag. That's my style. That's my delivery. That's my oracle. The Creator gave me that. I might be saying the same thing you say, but people don't hear it until I say it. I don't care. I want the people to be uplifted. This ministry wants the people to be uplifted. This ministry, this network, wants the people to understand. Because once the people start understanding, then you can get rid of those gurus. But you attach them to the hip because you spent so much money, you put so much of your spirit in them, you put so much of your belief in them, you put so much energy in them that you don't want to break away even when you hear the truth because you're always in defensive mode. No offense. You ain't winning nothing. You're defending all the time. And I'm giving you something that you can get some offense. You can get some energy. You can get some, if you like that, retaliation. I don't tell you to go in there and cuss the judge out, challenge the lawyer, have him show your bar card. I wish you would ask me for something. Some of you gurus teach, well, do a QWR and ask them for 50 things and then ask them for an affidavit. Like you got the right to demand something of somebody. Let me not forget this one, and then I'll cut it short. All right? I want to file a criminal complaint against the court, against the judge, against the banks. Why are they not in jail? Well, because people like me, I don't want them to they print money. Do y'all not understand that? It's the same amount of ink that goes into printing a dollar bill than it is a $1,000 bill. Do y'all understand that? Like, these jokers print money, and you want to complain about the condition of the bank? No, I teach you how to come up economically on those horrible conditions. And the guru is keeping you in defensive mode. Oh, we going to defend. Oh, I got a foreclosure dismissed. Really? So let me tell you what they're going to do, because when you got experience and knowledge, you'll know. They just going to shift it over to another debt collector and beat the nonsense out of you eventually, or wear your tail down. And a lot of y'all got that bark of the beast in your head because you wore down. You wore down spiritually to where you want to attack the messenger but not the message. Not one complaint on the message, but complaints about you Catholic, you Christian, you Muslim, you Hindu, you Hebrew. What are you? As if that, to some people, that makes a difference. They will almost stay in bondage, bond servants, okay? Because the person that's delivering the relief is not of the same color or religious background as them. Yes, you have those ignorant people. I just told you. They're in the 66.6%. What percentage are you in? Right? That's what you need to ask. So what kind of mark you got on your head? What kind of marking are you making? Are you making up your mark in society in a good way or a bad way? Gurus, it's time to wake up, grow up. Some of you are not doing harm. Some of you believe because, why? You're marked. You believe in your head that you can go down and collapse the system. You believe you're going to go down there and pull it up on the judge. Go down there and pull this up on the judge. You know, some of you just got groups that want to dismantle the system. Why don't you learn how to work within the damn system and get paid when they violate one of the provisions that's clearly out there to help the lay people, which is your consumer protection laws? You ain't going to win anywhere else. Quiet title. Oh, we could get to know. Let's go. Let's tell them that, you know, MERS. I mean, are you serious? Y'all better grow up. You gurus better, look, you better change lanes. All right? A lot of your people over here, they here. They emailing me. I got emails. Just look at them. A few of them. Brother Sheree, we need to come over there to your ministry. Look, I'm paying for this and that in that membership over there. No strings attached. I just want to donate this money to your ministry. You know how many emails I got like that? I want to get out of this group because they ain't doing nothing for me. They ain't teaching me nothing. When I leave these shows, when I leave this show, I leave you with the information for you to read for yourself. You can get yourself out of this situation. This is for the people. This is to elevate your consciousness, your frequency, your vibration, so that you can use your leaders, if they are usable, for strategies, for tactics, for guidance. Don't front on me. I know you gurus change lanes. I hear about it. This ministry is deep. This nation is deep. This network is deep. Some of y'all on here, y'all on those other calls. I already get the word. Man, they starting to sound like you, Brother Shreve. They starting to change some of your talking points. They starting to, you understand? I'm not bragging on that. We don't have no spirituality until we deal with being responsible consumers, and if so, debtors. You got to deal with your responsibility. You're not going to, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care who get offended. If you out there pushing some nonsense, don't come on this network advertising some BS. I'm going to embarrass you. If you come on my network, if you come in my chat room, and you pushing some BS product, talking about you need to, you can get rid of mortgages. I ain't gonna call names, but if you come within my bullseye and you actually have the audacity to proffer that information to my people, I'm just telling you right now, I am the Lion of Judah. I'm a vanguard of the people. I'm going to call you out. Ain't nothing y'all can do to me. You ain't no leaders. I got other ones coming behind me. I got the Amens. I got the Maynards. My host finally realized, after, because leaders take time to grasp around things, my host Yusef was like, you know what? I went to the damn library on your tail. Sharif, I see what you're saying. You're right. That's how gladiators, that's how leaders, they want to know alternatives or, in some cases, the way to do things. I listen to a lot of information my co-host say, and other people be like, you know what, I know about that, but now I see it. I see that private side. If y'all didn't listen to my co-host show yesterday, y'all need to go listen to that show. The brother threw down. Do you understand? Y'all don't know what y'all getting here at this network. Y'all really don't. But the people are being freed on this network. I don't care if you hear it here and you never say anything, never come back, give a testimony or anything. As long as you go out there and free the people, I'm all for you. The Creator is watching. We're not watching. We don't see everything. We don't hear everything. The Creator is going to hold you accountable. Some of you gurus are and damn leaders are worse than a damn debt collector. You oppress the people worse. You charge these people more than you need to go to the damn attorney. You ain't going to complain about the system, even if the system is broke. Ain't going to complain about it. Go pay an attorney. I already told you that most of these ones that I bring to you, you can go to an attorney. And don't have to pay a bunch of money up front, because the prevailing party will be able to get attorney's fee. If you look at it, and if you understand it, and you're able to sit down and have an educated conversation with him, even if he don't understand it, are you not going to make the legal society wake up and take that challenge when the people are smarter than them? Are they not going to pick up that damn book and read? Can't none of you go to your guru and be more intelligent than him, because he's not following any script, no book, no nothing. He talking off his head and out of his ass. Excuse my language, brother, Yama, sisters. They keep it real. Y'all are never going, he's not always the most intelligent person in the room, because you can't read nothing he say. You can read along with Brother Sharif and H.O.R. You can read along. We take those kids' books. You can read along. Celebrating, you can read something and understand it for yourself, take it home and demonstrate it without any guru or leader or any politician. The people are waking up. And if you gurus don't wake up, you're going to look around and you're going to have like one or two people, the 66%, that has that same mark that you put upon their forehead, that 666, that mark of the beast, which you are the beast. And two or three of them going to be around there talking about, man, I'm down with you. I'm going to hang there. You know, I'm going to stay with you. You know, look, our society is changing, man. The gurus is not even sticking around with you. They'll tell you, I just lost my house. Well, you know, the system is corrupt. I told you that. That's what they tell you. That's their excuse. That's their plausible deniability. Huh? The system is corrupt, so, you know, I'm sorry. Huh? That's what they tell you. I know they tell you that. But now I'm giving you something that you can understand and wrap your mind around. If you do some minimal research, you want to talk about, oh, we don't know. The guru said, you know, what you said makes tons of sense. We don't know if it's enough. Well, why don't you look up a few cases, if you would. Some of you damn gurus, you're cutting and pasting every damn thing out. Why don't you do some minimum research? And look and see what kind of damages one can get, actual damages one can get for intentional infliction of emotional distress. All of you are under distress. Let me tell you that. If you're following those gurus, you're not only distressed, you marked with that beast. You're really distressed. You are disheveled. You're discombobulated. You're lost. And some of you believe them. Look up some cases. Just Google FDCPA. Huh? The kind of claims people get when they bring them right. Some of the gurus will tell you, oh, those are meatball cases. Really? Huh? Just Google this. Shugart, S-H-U-G-A-R-T versus Aquin Financial. Google Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E versus Aquin. Google Allen versus Bank of America. Google Schlossler. S-C-H-L-O-S-S-E-R versus Fairbanks Capital. Google Sealy Davis, S-E-A-L-Y, Davis versus Aquin. That's an $11.5 million case. Guess what it was? It wasn't the guru shit. It wasn't a note. It wasn't the mortgage. It was a violation of the consumer protection laws. Do some research yourself. I'm bringing a message to the people. I'm not bringing it to, I don't give the gurus ever change lane. You're here. You heard the word from HOR. You heard the word from Brother Sharif. All blessings due to the Creator, of course. Now you can take it yourself. Read it your damn self. It ain't long. It don't have here to. And, you know, what are the words that these gurus, you know, when they start, you know, start helping people cut and paste motions and documents of that nature. They become highly intelligent, and they start to extrapolate words. Sounds real good. They're Latin words, legalese. In the communication, 100 words, just one word, because I can tell intelligent people when they write. And I can get highly intellectual in the legalese and all that, but I don't. Why? Because my delivery is to the people. Okay? I'm not a part of the bar society. I don't even have to use that stuff at all. See, that I don't. I don't have to say 50 words to say two. I don't have to triple speak to get my point across. When you're a master, you learn that. One of the words that they said in there, the person said, what was that word they use? Heretofore. I'm like, what the? Heretofore? Oh, so you've been cutting and pasting for so long. Now you pull out a word or two with, and here two four. Like, you better, like, boy, I don't know. Look, I'm gonna cut it short. Y'all get the message. I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna say this again. Some of you come on this show, you better stop pushing that garbage. We here to help. We'll be glad to bring the message. We'll be glad to bring the information to you if you do have a group that is trying to do what's right for the people. We'll bring it to you. We don't have a problem with that. But you better be doing it for the right reasons, or your people is going to be over here. They are here. I'm telling you. You got to look around you. Your groups are diminishing. Your following is diminishing. Why? Not because I'm great. Not because we're great. But if you listen to yesterday's show, with my brother you going in, and you listen to our shows, look, we're competing to bring you nothing but the heat. Anytime you're around a good orator, a good speaker, a knowledgeable person, your game automatically, if you're competitive, if you're masculine, will elevate. Your frequency and your vibration will elevate. Automatically. So you're getting it here. Because everybody is starting to be more accountable, more liable for what they say, for what they do. And I'm going to say this nasty, and I already knew this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, some people that look just like you is some of the worst devils you can come across. Not that you should have any respect because I look like you. I really don't care. In fact, other cultures respect more our culture than we respect our own. Get a load of that. Why? Because you're ignorant. Some people will travel through, you know, I lived in the hood, grew up in New York. Some people of other cultures would travel to the hood to get some chicken, some cornbread, some beans, some home-cooked food. They didn't care that it was a temple that they would get robbed. And that was very likely. You understand? But they took the chance. Why? They wanted the food. Most of you don't care what we look like. You don't care where we came from. You don't care the fact that some of us was in jail, been incarcerated. That's why we're able to speak the way we speak. That's why Alicia can talk to you when you want to listen to that guru and they ain't never been in the system. That's why Yusef can talk to you because he's been in the system. That's why Alicia can tell you what to say because he was in the system and got out telling you what he told them. How are you looking at your guru and putting any credibility on them when they haven't been through anything and the only references they have is other people's success, not even their own? Are you serious? Y'all allow these gurus to mark your head with the mark of the beast with that kind of garbage? That easy? Y'all not even making it hard. But you come on these shows and you want to ask 100 questions. But you won't ask your guru no questions. You won't put them on the hot seat. It's happening right now. I got people emailing. Listen, man, listen. Brother Three, since you've been here, man, and them guru, boy, the people putting the heat on them gurus. You hear me? They like, listen, I received one email from one of the listeners from one of them shows that was like, old lady, elderly mama, yama. From another culture was like, look, since Brother Sharif threw this information down, I done filed 27 or 28 violations based on what he said. I understand him. What are you going to do about it, guru? Huh? That's what the elderly woman said. I'm not, you know, all that old mortgagee and mortgager and all that. I mean, I'm not on that. Look, the brother done laid down some stuff I can wrap my head around. Something that if I miss one of your shows or you decide not to show up, that I can continue going in the direction I need to go in. That I don't always have to be in front of the court threatening the damn judge. I can go down there in the court and easily recite, deliver, and offer what I know. The movement is already happening. So if you're going to take some shots, you better be careful. Ain't nobody over here going to take no shots anyway. Ain't no punks over here. There is no fear on this network. There's no fear in HOR. I put up some of my queen against some of you male gurus or so-called male gurus. I talk to you on the phone, and I feel like it just be like, boom, and you run. Can't challenge me on what I've done. You can't challenge Elishua on what he's been through. That's why God uses those people. You can't challenge Yusef on what he's been through. He's been in the system. He's telling you what they do. But you want to listen to those clean-cut, suited-up, tie and handkerchief, eight-piece suit, Johnny come late, that ain't never had a traffic ticket. and you want to give them $10,000, but you come on this show, you don't even donate 50 cents. But you run to that Google,
well, let me make you understand this right off the bat. You know this whole system is corrupt. All right? I want to let you know that they'll lie to you. Those judges are liars. Those lawyers are liars. They ain't lying.
So what y'all got to understand is this. The whole system is made up of lies. That's why you need to know what evidence is and what it is not. So you got a defendant and you got a plaintiff. Well, somebody's lying, right? Right? Let's do simple math. Both people can't be telling the damn truth because there's only going to be one winner. Is it not? So one lawyer is going to be lying, the other one might be telling the truth, or the other one just might be creating enough fireworks so you don't know either or. Go out with a paycheck. Get a load of that. You want to blame the system because you ignorant. You ain't educated. You don't want to pick up a book. You rather follow the guru who's going to tell you, put your butt print on the paperwork. Put some salt and pepper and some vinegar on it. Fold it up. Mail it to the judge. Everything to avail yourself of learning the rules, learning the law, learning procedure. You understand? You better wake up. No, you are waking up, people. But this is for the gurus, though. All right? Now, I know some of you people out there, don't come to this network. Look, don't come with that. You will get embarrassed. We don't play that over here. These are men. Everybody on this network, I believe, came from the street. We didn't grow up in Beverly Hills. I didn't. Some of us on here come from the street. Some of us had hard lives. So we ain't got to play with you. Don't let that ministry, the word ministry, throw you off. Ministry is just the act of serving. One that serves. We serve the people. Ain't no slouches over here. We don't take no abuse. Especially from some of you calling gurus, y'all not even smart. The sound of my voice scares you. Because you know the truth when you hear it. Don't come on here advertising that you do some sort of a mortgage elimination and I'm looking at your damn documents and you did it yourself. They're poorly written. They're uneven. They ain't. Listen, I done seen it all. And you trying to say because you filed some document so servingly that somehow eliminated your obligation. Game is over. That's what I hear some of you say, game is over. Because I filed this erroneous document in the county recorder and that got rid of everything. You better come to the truth, whether you're an elder or not. You better stop that nonsense. Don't come to my viewpoint. I got to call you out because I got Vanguard people. It's hurting. When you hear me talk, it's hurting that y'all fall for this garbage. And some of these people pushing it, and you got the nerve to come on my show and Yousef's show being the chat advertising some garbage. We ain't a part of that. You supposed to ask for permission. Y'all don't have no respect no more. You come in somebody's house and be passing out flyers. And we having our own coming together. We might have a flyer we want to distribute, and you passing out yours. Who gave you permission to do that? You didn't even pay anything to get in. Don't come here with that garbage no more. You're going to be embarrassed. And if anybody was to look at your documents, they would just laugh. Anybody that got any sense, you ain't eliminating nothing. You're causing yourself some problems if anybody ever go and look at them too hard or the wrong set of eyes look at it. Be careful, man. Grow up. Putting that stuff out there in the public, y'all doing accept the deed, putting that stuff on a county record where it's going to exist forever so where they can always go back when they want another set of money, okay? They're just going to start locking y'all tails up. Them accept the deed and help a deed and sponsor a deed and EFT and they got all them instruments. They got them in the pile. 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, they're going to be locking your tails up listening to these ignorant behind gurus talking about, yeah, you can do it self-servingly yourself, sui sponte, without no judicial intervention. That's why the information I give you, stop running from the court, stop running from the phone, stop running from the debt collectors, stop running from the attorney, stop running from the judges. Learn. Educate yourself. and then you'll have no fear. 2 minutes, 53 seconds left in the live stream. If you want to continue this conversation or this blasting, you can call in 424-222-5250. If you have a question, press star 1. Your question better be on point, and your question better be up and above board. We ain't playing. We about the people. Bring the people up. 2 minutes and a half. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for everybody. You heard the brother Charlie Chaplin. I'll play that one more time. And then we're going to go to the caller line. I'm going to play it one more time while I get a drink of water. And then we're going to see what the people need and get some comments from the ministry. Peace. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people, and so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
Peace, peace, peace. Welcome back, HOR Radio, House of Restoration Ministry. I hope that the information relayed today touched you in a different way. I hope, but I don't care if anybody was offended. I had one of the gurus, not really a guru, but say that you're good, brother. You're really good. I would just kind of, you know, tone it down a little bit. You know, you just sometimes the way you come across, you know. And I said to him, brother, I am that I am. I'm the Lion of Judah. That's what I am. This is Babylon, land of confusion. That's where I'm at. I'm not going to change anything. I'm not selling anything. So I have to put the toppings, the whipped cream, the strawberries, the nuts, icing. That's not what I'm about. You get that from the gurus because they got to be smooth and charismatic and very, you know, flavorful to sell you their garbage. I'm not changing nothing. You want a softer approach? That's why we have 50 million churches and 50 million different teachers and preachers and 50 million religions. You can find the tone you're looking for. When you come to High Frequency Radio, you might get some M&F'ins, you might get some straight shooting, but you're getting it. Oh, sorry, it's not CNN, it's not MSNBC. We practice free speech here, and we give it to you the way we feel it. For some of you, that mark of the beast is so embedded in your head, on your forehead, which is the mind. It's so firmly affixed on it, you got to be shocked, embarrassed, humiliated into your success. You got to make that transformation. You can do it on this call. You can listen to the brother's call yesterday. Amazing. I'm telling you. The brother you went in. Bring out the best in each other. All right? That's what we're doing. That's what this network is about. You support the gurus, support the network. Huh? Why don't you get us a helicopter? Get us a private jet. We go into some of these edifices and we sitting up there, we paying, you know, our portion of, if you want to call it, offering, tithes, givings, right? And the man is getting rich and you poor. You scared to open your mailbox. You scared to answer your phone. And they ain't teaching you, they're not teaching you anything about commerce, about economics, about law, about metaphysics, about spirituality, about mentality, about your sicknesses, about your mark. They just happy meal you like the gurus down the road to detriment, confusion, failure, all defense. Beat the devil off. Shout them off. Run around the stadium. Right? All are dying in masses spiritually, mentally, economically. But they're building now not churches, but damn stadiums. A whole lot of y'all sick people. Not of you. Some of you. I don't care where you're going. To the cathedral, to the mosque. I mean, a lot of, in all of those areas, you're dead. You're not getting education. I don't mean to offend anybody. Don't care. That's my beliefs. That's my story. And as the song say, I'm sticking to it. Don't want to hear your opinions. There's no controversy here. This ain't court. I'm not going to litigate your problems. I'm not going to have you justify what you do and why you do it. This is a personal situation. It's a people situation. If you don't like your guru, leave them. If you don't like your group, you get more information here, come load up here. It's free. Need further information outside of this show? It's not free. Plain and simple. Let me go to my queens. I think my Yafa's in the line. I think my Yama's somewhere down there. I always go to the family and the ministry. I always go to the elders to let them critique me. I don't give a damn about what y'all say. That's why I have them on here. I can elevate so high up to the clouds, I don't even see y'all. I don't even hear y'all. I can spit you a message from up high and not even feel your spirit, but I'm down here on the ground with you, and I'm feeling these things that I got to talk about. So sorry. I know you wasn't bored. Sister Layla, peace and blessings. Anything you like to add, any comments to the message of today?
Brother Sharif, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Yes, what I would like to say is that, wow, that message was on target. It was very, very impactful. What I'd like to say is that the sun up in the sky shines on everyone. The sun can give us life-giving energy or it can burn us. That's the same for the truth. I'd like to also say that, you know, we are, what we are is God's, is what God gives to us as a gift. And what we become is our gift to God. So at this moment, with the truth that Brother Sharif has just imparted upon us, we are at a precipice in time to make a decision for ourselves which way we want to go. The sun can give you, this truth can give you illuminating life, or it can destroy you. It really is your will and the decisions that you make. That's you, Brother Sharif.
Peace and blessings. I appreciate it. Sister Layla, I'm going to try and find, I believe this is the Yafa, to get his comments. Might get blasted by the elders. No. But we're going to see. 856-7524, caller.
Brother Sharif.
Is this the Yafa? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Peace and blessings to
all
you
right,
and your
brother.
Listeners.
Yes,
this was
sir.
A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. The only thing I have to say to you, Sharif, is this. You know, people may come down, they may say whatever they want. I like the way you delivered it. I like the way that you said that you prayed for the understanding for yourself. And it was delivered to you. I don't care what anyone else says. That was what was delivered to you. That is your truth. It, nothing else matters. It was yours. You know?
That's right.
And our people, we get out here, we follow these gurus. We all want this quick fix. No one ever wants to do anything. It's like, just give me this and bam, everything's going to be okay. It doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way for you to get in this problem. It's not going to be that way for you to get out of it. And we as a people, we got to come together, and we have to help each other. And that part is fine, but you know, it goes both ways. You just can't expect someone to do for you, and you're not going to do for them. It goes both ways. So if you're just looking for a handout, go somewhere else. If you want knowledge, if you want to help people, the knowledge that you have given, the free knowledge that you have given, now, me personally, I'm not in foreclosure, but I do know people that are in foreclosure, and I have done things to help them, and I haven't received a dime. I haven't received a dime because that's not what it's all about. Not for me. Not for me. But what I'm saying is you keep doing what you're doing. What you're doing is wonderful, and you're going to have naysayers because anytime there's a crowd of people and you throw a rock, guess what? Whoever gets hit is going to yell the loudest. And that's what's happening. You got your gurus out here. They feel as though their pockets are being emptied. They feel as though that you're taking something from them. No, you're giving something to the people. It's not about them. It's about the people. And that's what you said from the very beginning. That's what you said your ministry was about. That's what ministry is about. That's what you're delivering, and the Creator is going to bless you. And I don't care what anyone else has to say. And that's pretty much it as far as I'm concerned.
Powerful, powerful, Yafa. Appreciate the information. And like y'all know, from the start of his ministry, this was the first father here to make positive deposits into the ministry and it going forward, into the gladiators on this network. And I have them here and always want them here. And when they're not here, I don't feel right because I know I have the propensity to get off course. I know sometimes that ghetto side comes out, that gladiator side comes out, that sword comes out, sometimes too fast, sometimes not fast enough. So I'm gauged by the Creator and then by the elders that was blessed to me with the Yahweh and the Yahweh
also
here. Indeed. So thank you, Father. Long as you say everything's good, I don't care. You know the parents are gonna tell you. They gonna listen. They gonna be like, look, son, look. Nah, man. All right. So appreciate you. Love you, Yafa. I'm gonna try to find the mother. I know she was on here earlier. I kind of went off probably 2 hours, I guess. Wow. Yeah. All right. So appreciate those sentiments, those compliments. Appreciate your blessings upon you. Thanks for supporting us against Yafa. That's the Yafa. That's the father. That's the elder of the network. That's the wisdom. That's the knowledge. He said, everything's everything. I'm good. Let me find the other sisters here. Sister Unique, I believe. Queen Unique, your line is open. Any comments?
Yeah, I got some comments. I've been writing since you've been talking. Woo, goodness gracious. Man, you went in. I love it. I love it. We need to hear that. They need to hear that. They needed to hear that not everybody is coming. So it's up to you. Choose your side. What side you coming on? You gonna be on that 66%? Or are you gonna be on the 33%? Pick a side.
Right.
And the majority does not rule.
Right.
Understand, the majority does not rule. After restoration right now, we on another level. High frequency, we on a higher frequency. Y'all hear it. I know you hear it. Because you hear that we want you to commit to yourself. Commit to your restoration. That's what we want you to do. That's what we are trying to do for ourselves. That's why we have the elders on the line. So that we stay straight, just like Brother Sharif said. That is why that they are there. I want people to understand what Sharif is talking about. I'm going to give you a really easy example. When you're watching television, a commercial, or even a guru, this is what all you need to do. Close your eyes when you're listening to these people. Close your eyes. I don't care if you're sitting in front of the TV, especially when you listen to these commercials. Close your eyes and listen. Listen. Open your ears and listen. Some do not realize why they are listening to high frequency. It is your subconscious. You know you only need your ears to follow your heart. Your eyes are for your brain. It is meant to be used second, only after the first. If you have all these visual things going on, at the same time you're supposed to be listening, there's a problem there. I was listening to a Verizon commercial. Literally listened to it. I was in the kitchen, and I was watching something, some documentary, and the Verizon commercial thing came on. It was a little on-demand thing. I was in the kitchen. The entire commercial was a food commercial. They said words like buffet. They said cookie. They mentioned nothing about a telephone, nothing about anything technology until the last of the commercial. I came in here, I was like, that was a Verizon commercial? I started to mute my television because what I'm hearing to what I'm seeing does not make sense. I cut my television down already to about maybe 1 to 2 hours a week. Depending on what I'm trying to see, if I'm watching some kind of movie or something like that, television in general. But that was the Creator showing me this is why and this is what people are talking about. That was an extreme example, great example. Listen with your ears. Listen, not look with your brain and then try to have your heart figure it out. It don't work like that. Your heart figures it out if it's the truth in the first place. That's what your heart does. And then it goes to your brain, and then you go ahead and analyze after that. It does not work the other way, because then a food commercial that I am hearing, but I am being sold a cell phone. I am being sold a market plan. They have made television simply sell them what they think that they need, but show them what they don't. That is exactly what's going on. That is a problem. If we do not realize that, we don't understand what is going on, we will be in a more of a detriment than what we understand. But I'm going to say this. Don't worry. Don't worry, because guess what? That's what we're here for. That's why you're listening right now. That's why them gurus are starting to sound real funny to you. That's why Sharif sounds so strong today. He on it today. Yusuf was on it yesterday. That 666, that's, for me, it always meant change. Something's happening. You picking up a number, or you dropping one off? What's going to be your mark? Y'all need to get out of this dependent mode. Brother Miguel said that a couple days ago. That is the main problem. We are dependent, and therefore, if you are dependent, that leaves you in defense mode because you are dependent on something, on anything. I don't care if you're talking about religion. I don't care if you're talking about economics. I don't care if you're talking about health. I don't care. You as your I am, you are dependent on something, on several things. If you are dependent on these things, what do you think that your body and your mind and your everything is going to tell you? It's going to put you in defense mode because you have no dependence. You have all this dependence on all these things. You cannot do that. It does not work. I.e. the last thousands of years, it does not work. There's nothing but bloodshed going on. That is what is happening right now. Brainwashing. We are machines. That is what is going on. Get out of this. Stand up. Restore. Stand up. You know you feel that warrior cry. Stand up. It is time that you have already have opened up your eyes in the bed. It is time to get the hell up. Recognize what's real. Stop fighting over this petty nonsense. We are dying, but y'all are worried about religion? Babies is getting cooked, raped, murdered. Y'all worried about religion? Semantics? Stop playing. Stop playing with me and my babies. Stop playing. That's not what this is about. We will never come together. We will always be separated. If we sit up here and we do not recognize the real. And the real is we're dying. Everyone is dying. Everyone's babies are being taken. Everyone. Some are suffering more than others, but it is pretty equal now. This is ridiculous. All of this stuff has to stop. Close your eyes, open your ears, and listen to the truth. That is the only way you will be able to focus. Do not take the bait. Be in that 33%. Open your ears. We are bringing you economics. We are bringing you health. We are bringing you freedom. We are bringing you out of that dependence. We are giving you offense. Restore your mark. And by restoring your mark, you are restoring your heart. And to restore your heart, you have to close your eyes and listen. Feel better, y'all.
Peace. Love you, Queen. Powerful, powerful, powerful words. This is what I'm telling y'all. Listen. Man, listen. Y'all gurus better go sit down. I don't even have to speak. I'll put the queens on you. Like some of the people that I hear, the naysayers, when I listen to them and I go and listen on the calls, I can't even tell whether they're men or women. But I had to ask the question, is that a man or a woman? Y'all better. Before you even get to the Lion of Judah,
you can't even get past the queens. They have more power in them. It's spiritual. It's not religion. It's belief. It's not rhetoric. It's knowledge. That's all it is. What kind of mark you got on your head? Huh? You got the same mark your guru got? Who gave it to you? You can change that mark. You can reduce those sixes. You can turn those sixes into a nine. Turn it upside down. Know what you're dealing with. People say, for all you holy and upright ones, and let me just go ahead and say this. I know people say, why are you on that network, man? You're so powerful, man. You know, sometimes those other shows, man, you know, those guys be cursing and everything, man. What's going on? You should get your own thing. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. Y'all might not like what you hear. You might say to some of my co-hosts, he might get a little bit passionate and go on what you may call a rant. You understand? That's just how we are, though. We're passionate. Yeah, we get bent out of shape. Yeah, I'm bent out of shape right now because I want 100% of the people to get it, and the creator told me, nah, man, 66 of them is done. 66 of them is done. It's already precedent. It's historical. It's esoterical. 66% is done. Like, come on, man. Like, out of 10, you're only getting 3. Sad, but I accept it. I don't have time to fight that battle and try to be like, well, you know what? I'm going to change history. I'm going to change what the creator said, and I'm going to get more. Yeah, I'm competitive enough to do it, but I'm also smart enough to let it be what it is. The people is going to change your mind. The people are changing the guru's mind. They're changing lanes, I'm telling you. Some dudes that didn't have no dribble, they now understanding Brother Sharif is making you cross over, all right? And even if you got a Dodge Neon or a Pinto, although I got a little bit faster of a car, I can switch lanes quicker. You changing lanes in the station wagon right now, full of people. Because the people is like, I like that stuff that brother is. I can wrap my mind around that. That is offense and defense. Mostly offense is what I'm teaching you. You got enough defense. So, no, I'm going to be here. I like it hood. I like it raw. You understand? I put this team up, this network up against anybody out there. Any nation, any culture. I put this team up on this network. I put these queens up against anybody. It's a family. We're not playing. Some of it is our beliefs. We don't know it all. Let me just go on and say that. I don't know it all. I'm a master student. I don't know it all. I don't care if I give the pass the ball to somebody that can dribble better. Go dunk for the people. Bring it for the people. I just want the people to know. Because everybody wants to hoard the information. You know, I got some gurus calling me now. Some people that are selling in those administrative processes and this and that and guru packages. They calling like, yo, H.O.R., man, House of Restoration, that brother Sharif, yo, he be bringing her, he got the remedy, man. How can we get that? Yeah, that's how they talking. No, you're not getting it. Why? Because all you're going to do is what everybody else does and sell it in parcels and pieces. That's all you want to do. You want to oppress the people just like the debt collectors. Yeah. Every servant is worthy of his hire. Yes, you should be getting compensated for what you do. Some people are not going to get it. Some of the elderly don't want to get it. So, yes, we got to service some people. We got to help some people. And, yes, you deserve compensation for that. But not oppression. So the gurus are mad because they got to change their lane, they got to change their language, they got to change everything now. They got to abandon all this other nonsense that they were doing with respects to debt. And now secretly they're listening to my archives, which, by the way, one of the shows I was on, person said, matter of fact, both said they had a record amount of listeners and downloads. Get a load of that. Even though the gurus are trying to say, that ain't really hitting on anything. He got that from somewhere else. Let me give all honors and praises to everybody out there, whether you're a group, whether I can identify you or not, that is out there doing the right thing for the people, educating the people on the right things. And the right things are what, Brother Sharif? Yeah, there's some things on the books that is right. It is in some states legal for you to walk around with an AK-47 strapped to your back. Okay? It's legal, called open carry. Go ahead and walk down the street with that AK-47 strapped to your back and see if the municipal police department or SWAT department don't come check you out.
And what you going to say? Well, you know, it's illegal for me to have open carry.
No, we want to know why you walking around with machine guns, man. You know, people's paranoid these days. We have to know what your mindset is, whether you had that mark of the beast, maybe. Maybe you be listening to some of them gurus that say, yo, kill everybody. Kill Whitey, kill Blackie, kill Brownies. Huh? We got to make sure you're crazy. Yeah, it's legal. But it ain't going to work. They're going to take you in, or they're going to tell you to put that damn gun away. So although some of you gurus have some things that may be supported by some law, if it ain't working, get rid of it. This is working. Y'all hear it on the show almost every week, except for today, because I had to dedicate this show to take care of the gurus. And I won't do it again. Thank you, Unique. Peace and love to you. H-O-R, Queen. Let me take a, we got 30 minutes left. I'm going to go to the caller line. Let me take a little breather and try to take some positive energy to the call line and see if I can help any of the people.
Everybody can't be in my head. Everybody can't sleep in my bed. Everybody can't sit up in my face. Everybody can't be all in my space. Now I might bust a little bit, cuss a little bit, you know this, yeah. But if you trust a little bit, you gon' get 100%. I don't want nobody but you. Don't want nobody touching me, baby.
What the song say? Don't want nobody but you. I don't want nobody but H.O.R. High Frequency Radio. I don't want nobody touching my head. Put no mark of the beast in my forehead. I want the gurus out of my head. I want the deceptive information out of my head. I want the garbage out of my head. H.O.R. is the shit, isn't it? All right, let me stop. All right, let's go to the caller line. Let me see if I can answer some questions for the people. All right, I'm going to go and let you know. You need to have a question or comment on topic. All right? And it needs to be related to the subject at hand. All right? Peace and blessings. I'm going to go to 701-8437. You're on H.O.R. Can I help you?
Brother Sharif, Tom Benson, how are you?
Tom, how you doing, brother?
God is good. Hey, man.
God is great, brother.
You are speaking the truth today, and I just want to say it for the listeners. You know, I've been down that road, many, many gurus, and tried this, tried that. The securitization don't work, et cetera, et cetera. From day one, Brother Sharif, from day one, the very first call that I heard you, I heard truth, and I've heard truth ever since. I'm telling you, I have listened to no less than 70 hours of your seminars. I really, really appreciate you. I just got a quick question. We did get evicted, but we knew that was going to happen. we did discover, my wife discovered some defaults with the order from the judge, the eviction order. It did not have a judge's signature. It was another judge who put her stamp, Cynthia Cruz, with a handwritten for the other judge, Saragossa. There was no signature, and we found in the we looked up the rules of court, and it says that it has to have a signature. It also, the rules of court say that it has to be electronically filed. It was not. It was hand-stamped. It also says that it has to be a signature from the clerk who accepted it. There is no signature. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, those are some procedural defects. They have to follow the rules. That's why the gurus don't want you to read the rules. They're about to tell you to go down there and pull that judge's oath and see if they're making mistakes like that. He might not have no oath, man. You know, so, yeah, so you know, those are some defects that definitely need to be addressed. Will that change the dynamics of your situation? I don't know. We'll talk. You know, you and I talk. We'll figure out how to go in and try to see if we can get that order set to the side, but you know, are they able to bring it again? I'll have to dive a little bit more into that. In case y'all don't know, Brother Tom here is from the great group of his advocates. He's been here. He's a part of a great group, all right? Those are a great group of people over there. They're a different culture, but they come together with this family, High Frequency and HOR, and we're just going back and forth. I go over there. They come over here. You understand? That's how family works. That's what Brother Charlie Chaplin was saying. Across party line, political line, across gender, across race. We coming together because it affects everybody the same way. But, yeah, you have some procedural defects there that we can probably address, Tom. Go ahead, and I'll call you after the show, and we'll get into that. But it's a good question. Second of all, I just want to thank you for being here and being an avid listener to the station. I'm glad you've gotten something out of it because it's the people, again, that we're serving, not anybody else. And I'm glad that, you know, your group has been, you know, wholly supportive of what's going on here. A lot of people getting relief, a lot of people getting answers. You know, you knew where you were at, that you had just about any Google process you can. And sometimes when you get to that point, so we got to save our energy for some offense, or just to do better and learn how we got into that situation and how to do better in the future. So definitely I appreciate the question. We'll see what we can do with your particular matter, Tom.
Awesome. Thank you, thank you.
And thank you for your wife, Lynn. Oh, of course, I see her in the chat all the time, being amongst the people, throwing out the positive.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lynn. I always see you in the chat. I look for you now. So thank you for the support. You know, you've been making deposits, and you know, and we're making deposits back. So we love you, appreciate you, and we'll talk after the show. Call me.
Then some family loves you. That's what Tom said.
Okay. All right. Thank you all in time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Let's go to 972-2558. 972-2558. You're on HOR Radio.
Can you hear me?
Brother, you sound like you in Iraq right now. You flying in an F-16.
No, I'm just driving on the truck. Can you hear me better?
Not really. You got that air. Maybe you're on an earpiece, and I probably know you have to drive that way. But it's a lot of
stuff. Can you hear me better?
A little bit better.
Can you hear me better? All right, I feel like to the family, to the mothers, but I really appreciate your show and your service. I don't really call it the people. I've come across some definition of people, but the powerful. We are the powerful. We just don't know. So, but one thing I really appreciate is dealing with this number six. If you hit it on the nail, you got some good reference point to the number six. But if the greatest reference point is ourselves. If we ask ourselves, just what would I be if I was 6 months premature? If I was born 6 months earlier? If I was 66.6% in operation, my lungs was working 66%, my brain or whatever. So the number said that you already read it. It's an incompletion. Just as 180 degrees is not 43, 60 is halfway. So the number six is all about we got hardest thing to do is work and turn it out upright to make it complete, which is the number 9. And that's what you're doing, brother. I really appreciate that, brother. And I'd probably like to say, brother, with this, I remember on your show one time you were talking about being black and black, you know, people deal with the word black. And I'm not fully black because we got the B and the lacking. And we're too far lacking, and I think that's what you do on the show is to bring us up to a little complete, again, to number 9. And once again, I'd like to say I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate the love that you're giving to the family because I've got some out of the show. All I do with my legal process, but just with that on that line of where to go and where to read, it's tied to it. So, now I wish you the family, brother, and I want to leave you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Peace, man. I love you, man. Listen, that was powerful. Deposits, again, deposits. The brother, in case you didn't hear him, he was just saying, he was giving me some more information on the number 6. And the number 9 represents completion. And he was just saying that he appreciates the information. He enjoys it, man. He was just depositing peace. And that's what it's all about. We appreciate the comments. Let me know I'm flying straight. All right. Let's go to 301-9186, 301-9186. You're on HOR Radio. Yeah. Do you have a question, comment, or concern?
Yeah, I do have a question. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a situation today. I was in small claims court. It was an alleged debt from a Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. They were the original creditor. When I went before the judge and the attorneys submitted the information, which they claimed to hold me responsible for the debt obligation, and I challenged it and said this is not an exception to the hearsay rule unless
Beautiful.
They have a competent fact witness or a first-hand person
Beautiful.
Witness.
Beautiful.
And, this is what happened. They had a representative from the bank, right? And I was
yeah,
like,
Robo testified.
Correct. She affirmed the information. So then I asked the judge. I was like, well, can I ask her a couple questions? I said, well, when did you come into contact with the information that is being presented? She said,
there you
today.
Go.
I asked the judge, I was like, being as though that she just came into contact with the information today, how could she be a competent fact witness? She has no knowledge or information about my case.
That's
and the
right.
judge told me, he was like, well, in small claims court, we don't hold the rule as stringent as we would in the court of common pleas. So since I believe that the information is right, wise, and exact, then I'm going to let it be admitted into evidence. And they entered a judgment against me. Now, I'm going to appeal it, obviously. But I'm looking for any strategy or any way to combat that or convert that.
Well, definitely. What I would do is definitely appeal that information. You got to understand what we give you is not legal advice, but this is what I would do in your situation. I would definitely appeal it because in the small claims court, the rules are somewhat lax and the standard of practice is weaker. So, you know, a lot of times those magistrates, we understand the difference between a magistrate and a judge. A magistrate, in most cases in your states, look it up, the only requirement, an educational requirement of a magistrate is to have a high school diploma.
Okay.
They have to have no formal okay. legal education, just a high school diploma. So you're going to get some of them. And not saying that every magistrate just has a high school diploma. What I'm telling you is that that's the only requirement. You have some judges that didn't make good jurists be reduced to that of a magistrate role. So although they have some legal formal education, their, I guess, knowledge was not sufficient enough for them to demonstrate on a higher platform. So what is that higher platform? You want to appeal it. When you appeal it normally
okay.
to a circuit or a superior court, you're going to start all over, and the rules of evidence is going to apply. So definitely appeal it, and what I would do as an offensive measure is you sue them, okay, preferably in the district court, okay, on that same day, all right, instead of a counterclaim. A lot of times they knock your counterclaim out, okay, so, you know, you want to sue them, all right, and what you said, brother, was proper, right, and exact. I mean, but you have that record now. You understand?
Correct.
You have her saying,
Correct.
Yeah, you know, I just came into this information today. So you were able to blister her once you appeal and go up to that appellate court, and they'll probably want to drop it once you appeal. But definitely you appeal and get you I wouldn't say a real judge, but a more educated jurist, and he might have a difference of opinion with respect to that order that came about from that clown down in the lower court.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Hopefully that helped you.
Yes,
I'm going to move along.
So
only got 15
yes,
minutes left, but thank you, man. Thanks for your call. And great, great, great job, man. That's how you demonstrate, my brother. That you asked the right questions, and you were able to, which is a part of strategy and tactic, you asked these questions not for defense, but now that answer that she gave you will be used for offense because they're attempting to collect the debt that she don't have any first-hand knowledge of. Okay?
Correct. Perfect.
And
thank
you don't
you,
know
so much,
if
brother.
The creditor is really bringing that matter just because they will use the creditor in name only. So you might think it's the original creditor. They're going to bring it in the name of the original creditor to give this resemblance of it being the original creditor when more than likely the debt collector bought the debt anyway. You understand? So call the original
yes,
creditor
sir.
And be like, do I owe you any money? Could you tell me, you know, how much, what is owed on this alleged account and what happened with it? They'll tell you, no, we can't take any payment. Well, if I owe you money and you're the creditor bringing this action, why can't I pay you the money? You understand? That's how you catch them in
yes,
that
sir.
Trap. All right, brother?
Okay. Yes,
all right,
sir.
Peace and blessings. All right, let's go to 203-9838, 203-9838. You're on HOR Radio. You have a question or comment?
Hello?
Peace.
Doretha Lee, Connecticut. I need Sharice to call me. It's very important. My phone number is 203-448-9838.
Okay, don't put your phone number on for everybody to hear. You can email. If you need Brother Sharif, you email him. And then he'll answer your call, but you don't shout your phone number out there. You can email debtshow@yahoo.com. Debtshow@yahoo.com.
Anyway, I got a conference.
Okay, just email. Email us at debtshow@yahoo.com, sister, and we'll answer your questions. But, you know, you sound like you're in a desperate state. We'll help you. Just email us at debtshow@yahoo.com. Yeah, I mean, you know, those kind of calls, you know, you're in the 11th hour, like, you know, don't, you know, again, keep your mindset leveled at all times, you know. They're not going to kill you. Some of us are in positions to where we can't, you know, we too far gone. We got to understand that. We got to learn and educate ourselves to do better next time. You understand? We're not going to always be able to save something. Let's talk about, you know, saving your property. What we're talking about is getting some offense and building up enough damages and money to make the property unattractive to the debt collector. Not always are you going to save that house. You're so bent on the house, so they use the house to beat you, right? Your love of the house. Well, if you build up enough damages pursuant to your consumer protection laws, you'll build up enough money for what they're trying to collect to buy two or three houses of that same caliber when you go after the money. Sometimes you got to forget the house. Take all your energy off of the house. It's just a house. Y'all fighting for them houses like y'all fighting for your kids. It's just a house. Let them have the house and be like, okay, you want that $100,000 house, you can have it, but you're going to pay me $250,000 in damages. See if they want it then. Give them a house, they'll give it back to you, I promise you. 803-5086, you're on HOR Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Peace, brother. Am I on?
Yes, brother, you're on. Peace.
Brother, man. Good show.
Thank you.
I'm just going to tell you straight. I'm in these organizations you was talking about. Filed all the paperwork at the courthouse and everything, the Kirkaclords, and stranded for dead. I'm trying to get on. What I need to do?
Brother, you just need to, first of all, if you got that mark on your head or you damaged from that mark of the beast, you got to get rid of that internally and spiritually, which is why I brought the spiritual and health and mental aspect to this ministry, not because I'm trying to add toppings on a burger. I'm trying to add what is needed for us to receive the information,
be able to detox the old, okay, ineffective information and be able to absorb the new information. And we can't do it if we're unhealthy. We can't do it if we have no spiritual balance, all right, or no spiritual bank. So, you know, you first got to look within self and be like, why, first of all, did I fall for that nonsense? Because, one, we always want to be the recipient of some feel-good information. We don't want to research. We don't want to read, as Revelations 1 and 3 says, blessed are those that read it. We don't even read what the gurus give us and be able to ascertain that. That's garbage. All right?
I believe like 5-6 years ago when you know, people was coming up on this knowledge, you know, there was nothing like this out in the community or anywhere. So gradually people, you know, gravitate toward it, and they seen some results from it, but they knew once they, you know, a year after that, 2 years, 3 years, getting into it, that it really wasn't, you know, what they thought it was. And when the energy is out there and the Yusuf show comes up and you hear all this other information that you hear them say in their lectures, I mean, then you have to say, okay, all right, well, there it is. And
right.
People
always adding
pieces like myself.
To it. The gurus, to be honest with you, brother, not to cut you off, the gurus go around to other gurus, and they listen to what they say, and they listen, and it's a round robin, right? 360 degrees
right.
of just reciprocating information. Oh, I heard this, I'll add that piece to it. Oh, I heard that, I'll add that piece to it. And everybody's sitting there firmly affixed upon the guru and saying, oh, yeah, that's another piece. Oh, that's another sentence. Oh, that's another way of doing things. And what is the end result? Absolutely nothing. Oh, the guru will tell you, if you file this and you don't hear anything, it's a success, right? Not if you get something
right.
confirming what they said worked. But if you don't hear anything, if you send this document over to these people and it has the right butt print on it and it has the right amount of sweat and you don't hear anything, that means it worked. Like, what condition is our chakras in? What
exactly.
condition are we in that we leave that nonsense? Okay?
And another thing.
That market's on this show. Oh, yeah, I put this document in and it's game over. Game over what? But game over. Because you put a document in there, you get to tell the banking system when the game is over? Like, are you serious? Like, something is wrong with you. But go ahead, brother.
You're right. Real quick, how can I get in contact with you about your live stream, your calls, anything that you're doing?
Indeed. That show? Debt Show, DBTSHOW at yahoo.com. Just email me. We have a host of webinars. We got, you know, you can come right to High Frequency Radio, man. If you just look in the archives, you just go down to House of Restoration, and those are all of our shows going back all the way to November when I was invited on this network by the brother Yusuf. So there is a plethora of information here that if you just take some time, you heard the brother come on, say that I've listened to 60 hours, I think he said 20 hours of your information. Look, that's indoctrination. You understand? That's truth right there. That's strategy. That's tactics. That's knowledge. And we ain't charged nothing for it. You know? And we have some webinars that are more specifically geared towards a certain topic. Those are available for a low donation, way lower than the information contained therein. So you got, brother, you got education. You got the brother Yusuf over there that just be going in on a multiplicity of topics, okay? He
right.
knows how to change lanes in a Ferrari at 120 miles an hour. He does that well. I stay in this lane because this is where I want to be. This is where I focus because this is where my experience and knowledge is. I can talk on other topics, but he touches on all of it, and he's a great forwarder when it comes to those things. So between all three, Brother Savage, he goes in his lane. He's great. So between all three, man, you have college. You have reality show, okay? You have education on all topics, man.
And is there a group that you guys have to, like, the people that's been in it the most, they can probably, like, micro-mentor some people that's coming in? just to get them up to speed, because you guys are on a high frequency, and y'all just stay up there, y'all be gone. And the new people that's coming in, they see it, but and they want that too, but they just coming in and they got to get their, you know, their energy, they ball up. So I was thinking,
but I will
man,
say this, and I understand. I'll just say this is that freedom ain't free, and what I mean by that is it's going to cost you some time, it's going to cost you some brain power and some investment. But you know, I have to disagree with you on one thing. You know, I can be high in frequency, but the accolades that I receive and comments I receive is that I keep the information low enough. Like, I'm not so highly minded to where I'm earthly no good. Like, I know how to deliver it in a way, which is what everybody says, not me, deliver it in a way to where you, the new people, can get it. So you just got to focus on an area, and you can't change lanes that much. You know, when you're on my show, you know it is one area. You know, it is spirituality, it is body health, and it is economics. That's all. So, you know, when you get seasoned enough, or when you're able to focus and get that information, then you can go traveling, you can listen to other things. You can be able to change things and have a Kobe Bryant crossover with the information. But you got to start somewhere, first within yourself, within your mind, within your spirit. You got to detox all that nonsense, and you got to be able to receive the new information and receive it in order, or in the order you deem necessary. You might want to learn the private before you do the public. You might want to learn the public before you do the private. It all depends on it. We don't have a one bullet type theory here. Okay? Everybody's situation is different. I don't know of that, but it's a lot of information here. But email me, brother, or email High Frequency Radio Blog Talk, highfrequencyblogtalk@gmail.com. You know, that's the host network. That's the main network. Or deathshow@yahoo.com, which is Brother Sharif. All right? Appreciate your question, brother.
Peace, brother.
Peace, brother. Thank you. Blessings. All right. I got a couple of more minutes. Let me go to 240-7389. 240-7389 on HOR Radio. Do you have a question right quick?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to know about Maynard's group in New York. I know I asked about this before, but I didn't get an answer because I think I confused between Maynard and Amon, I believe.
Yeah, Brother Maynard, New York, New Jersey group. You can just email me at debtshow@yahoo.com. I'll connect you with them. And you know, I'll connect you right with them if you're in that metropolitan area.
Okay, too, and I have another question for you. I sent out a debt validation letter to the bank. They sent me a notice back saying that my request was untimely, and that but they're still willing to accommodate me and send me proof that they are the owners of the debt. But when I was looking at the law and the FDCPA under admissions of liability, wouldn't that invalidate their claim of untimeliness?
Well, it all depends. It may be untimely. You don't let them determine what's timely and untimely because, as you know, they'll always mislead you. So you have to be able to look at your information and see, are you within the statute of limitations to request that information? FDCPA 1 year, FCRA 2 years, things of that nature, statute of limitations of your state, maybe it is untimely. You have to look at you have to be able to take a audit of your situation to determine what is timely. So you go to the law and you say, okay, when am I asking for this information? Who am I asking of this information? So I can't, you know, those where you look for the statute of limitations saying that it's untimely. Don't let them just say it. Just because they say it, don't make it so. Let them prove, well, why is it untimely? Ask the question. I can't really get too much further, but
untimely.
If you email
me. They sent a letter, you know, requesting, you know, asking me to validate their debt. I didn't receive that. So, I mean, they're not proving that. I think that's where they're saying that it's untimely, that I did not respond to their communication asking me to validate.
That sounds erroneous. Email me debtshow@yahoo.com. I'll talk to you about it. I'm running out of time. But I appreciate your question, and I'll answer it afterwards. Appreciate you calling.
Okay,
appreciate
your
support. All right. I just want to let y'all know, listen, East Coast is coming. The event
The Restoration Boot Camp California is going to be the end of May. We'll let you know on the email list, deadshow@yahoo.com. Let me try to take, I really don't have time to take another question. I'm sorry, it was only two people left. Let me see if I can do a quick question. 619-9887, you got to be really quick with your question. On HR Radio, do you have a quick question or comment? 619-9887. All right, peace. All right, I want to say God bless to everybody. We're going to have a different show next Tuesday. Get on the email list. Listen, what mark do you have on your forehead? You determine it. God bless y'all. We love y'all. H-O-R. We're out.